InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
There are those in this country that have decided, after the behest of this president, to declare war on Chicago and American cities across this country. They have clearly decided that they want a rematch of the Civil War.
We're going to continue to protest. We're going to continue to show up. We are going to exercise our rights of a democracy because we will continue to fight for the democracy that we say we are in the United States of America. So let me just say to Kristi Noem, straight to your face, because I've told you this straight to your face before. It is time for you to resign. You have a lot. And more and more of us have continued to call for your resignation. And if you do not resign immediately, Congress will assert its authority.
We're going to call for accountability. And indeed, you know, the tables will turn someday. These people should recognize that maybe they're not going to get prosecuted today, although we're looking at doing that. But they may get prosecuted after the Trump administration for the things that they did because the statute of limitations won't have run.
Today, we are signing an executive order aimed at reining in this out-of-control administration. The order establishes ICE-free zones.
I think members of the military, if they haven't already, may very well soon start to turn on this administration because of the way that they're being deployed to the streets.
Well, are you all ready to defend this democracy? Are you ready to fight fascism? Are you prepared to destroy authoritarianism once and for all?
Cook County Circuit Chief Judge Timothy Evans is barring civil arrests of people when they are at county courts. Evans said in a statement, quote, access to justice depends on every individual's ability to appear in court without fear or obstruction.
There are more constituencies yet to turn on this administration for the way that they're using the military in the streets, not just for immigration enforcement, but, in the context of this democracy.
Over the course of the next couple of weeks, the Oversight Committee will be launching on their website a master ICE tracker.
We literally have the 911 audio of the stand-down order in Chicago, and we have documented inside of DHS every single unresponded to 911 call over the recent weeks and months.
The ICE people, they're not going to get it until their families start getting harassed, detained, assaulted. Once you start kicking a mama in the cooch, then they might sit down and be like, you know what? Maybe we should leave other people's families the fuck alone.
The Department of Homeland Security saying ICE officers in Franklin Park tried stopping a vehicle driven by 38-year-old Silverio Villegas Gonzalez, but say he refused to follow commands and drove his car at law enforcement officers, dragging one a significant distance.
When y'all's bodies lay motionless on the ground, ice patch facing up at the sky, we're going to loot your corpses.
You can pick up ice picks off of the Amazon marketplace for like $6.36, and these are absolutely wonderful at chiseling away at big dumb fucking blocks of ice.
These ice agents gotta get shot and wiped out. This state, the state machinery, that's a full display right there, has to get wiped out.
Why aren't we shooting back at them? Can anybody explain that to me? What, like, I don't own a firearm, but if I saw an ICE agent, it would brick right to their fucking dome.
At the end of the day, a good cop is a dead cop.
Who are you gonna kill?
Nazis.
Who do you Nazis. Define as a Nazi?
What do you mean? It's pretty...
In this context, who's a Nazi?
Steven Miller's a Nazi.
So you're gonna kill Steven Miller?
I had a chance, yeah, I would.
If a Democratic president someday calls the National Guard to a red state over what they see as open rebellion, but is what amounts to a demonstration that gets rowdy. I mean, is that
yes,
not a fear?
They're posting pictures of their kids because it's a demonstration, and they have a sniper on top of a building firing a high-caliber rifle at a nice facility because it's
a
demonstration.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones. You've been
morning, and our InfoWars accountant, he runs a big accounting firm, he's only here part-time, about one day a week, he came strolling in with not a bad look on his face and said, hey, can you meet with me as soon as you can, done working out, kind of hurry up a little, and I said, yeah, I said, come back, Bob, it's not good news, is it? And he said, no, the Texas Court of Appeals lifted the stay, and they greenlit the receiver, and he handed me the letter to come in, and the letter says that they're giving us 5 days to basically give them an exit strategy to close the building, or they will send in the sheriff's department. Of course, we'll obviously comply with the court order and all the rest of it. It's Judge Gore Gamble, the literal Soros, Antifa, previously blue hair, bright blue hair, literal commie that ran the show trial. So they're very pleased. They're very happy. And we have fought the good fight. And we will continue on with the Alex Jones Network and everything else. And I appreciate everybody's support. But that is where we are. So that's the type of stuff happening in America in 2025. And we can thank Todd Blanche, who's been keeping Nina Peters in prison and blocking any new pardons that Ed Martin tries to bring forward as the pardon lawyer, and who has been a Democrat his whole life, Southern District of New York, protege of James Comey. We can thank him for trying to kill all these indictments that have happened, and, of course, for so far killing the investigation into the Justice Department under Biden, even before that, the direction of Obama, running all the lawfare and persecution. So that's the issue we deal with what's happening in the Trump administration. And it was in the New York Times and in the Daily Mail and other publications that White House sources said that Trump greenlit Ed Martin the permission that he gave his graces to it to investigate, not just in the investigation you heard about, but others that are happening because they've been caught red-handed. And it's Ed Martin's job as a special task force leader that Trump put in with jurisdiction all over the country to go after the federal government weaponized against the American people. And in my case, in InfoWars case, it is cut and dry. So you have Trump greenlighting it, and then you've got Todd Blanche killing it. And so this will all be squarely at his feet at the end of the day. But he's a good Democrat, good Southern District of New York prosecutor, good Comey acolyte. And, yeah, okay, a good federal judge threw out the ridiculous Mar-a-Lago raid the president can't have secret documents. It's in the damn Constitution. He can do whatever he wants. He's the commander-in-chief. It's Biden and people who have kept documents when he was a vice president. That's illegal. Or John Bolton keeping documents as national security advisor. That's illegal. And that's why Bolton's been indicted. So it wasn't Todd Blanche that had that victory. It was the fact it was cut and dry. And the federal judge kicked it out because a first-year law student can understand that. I mean, not even a law student. It's cut and dry. So Todd Blanche has done nothing for Trump except sabotage going after the deep state. But that's where we are. And look, with what's happening with us, we'll continue to fight on thanks to your support. With me going after Blanche, it's not some personal thing. It's that the whole country and the world screwed if the deep state doesn't get in some serious trouble for the things they've done. They're going to continue to do it. Just in the last segment, I was playing a compilation of Democrats promising violence, promising to persecute Republicans worse than ever if they ever get back in. This is like the Death Star orbiting the planet to fire at us, and we're about to be a year in and only have a few more years left here to really take action. And if the Democrats retake the House or Senate next year, we are in deep trouble. Now, the polls show that that's not where we are right now, and Trump is moving to block all the different forms of election fraud, so we've got real action there. But Todd Blanche, again, has been behind the scenes blocking investigations into election fraud. So it's only a matter of time until Trump learns about all this, and he is learning about it. And Trump trusts Ed Martin. Ed Martin has not been aggressive towards Todd Blanche. Ed Martin, in my conversations with him over the telephone and in person, never said anything about Todd Blanche other than, oh, in a meeting in D.C., oh, I got to go for a minute. The deputy AG is calling. And he went in the other office and talked to him about 30 minutes and came back out. And I said, Todd Blanche, I've heard some pretty bad stuff about him. I heard he's sabotaging. He says, oh, no, Todd's great. And just literally said, want some more coffee? Have an Oreo cookie. That's literally what he said. But you read the articles, you go, oh, Ed Martin's out to get him. Ed Martin's is, you know, the nemesis in all this. There's a good chance, though, and I didn't hear this from him, but I've talked to others, Trump is strongly considering a big shakeup at the DOJ and the FBI. And it is the Missouri AG that would replace Patel as the FBI director. He's already been brought in to be the second, the co-deputy director with Bongino. Bongino was a good guy from all my sources, but it's completely in over his head. Not saying he's stupid. Everybody's in over their head. This is just out of control what's going on. And we have trillions of stolen dollars by these different agencies and NGOs. I mean, it's all completely insane. We have 40-plus million illegal aliens here and 10,000 enforcers to deal with it. I mean, this is just over-the-top wild. Yeah, but there's the New York Times article right there praising Blanche for stomping on Alex Jones. So that's the type of stuff we got going on here. And this has been a marathon battle. We have fought so hard. And by hanging on, we stayed on air to get Trump into office. We stayed on air to expose all the fraud and corruption that the system was involved in, trying to shut us down. And we have absolutely stunning civil cases that are ongoing and that will also be filed in other courts where we have all this dead-to-rights evidence of the DOJ running it, violating my civil rights, process violations. That's not a sexy-sounding term, but it's felonies. Bankruptcy fraud, bid rigging, perjury, you name it. So I have not yet begun to fight, to quote the founder of the U.S. Navy, John Paul Jones, but I can only do it before I hit all this news if you support us. And so now in my 31 years on air, 28 years of Infowars.com, that's when we launched it in 1997, registered the name and launched it, that I literally updated myself every day just as like a bulletin board. Then it grew into what you've seen. It's changed the world, all of us together. And the Infowar lives forever. It's a generic term. It belongs to all of you. It's the Alex Jones Network. I don't own that. Bigley does. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. And that is our sponsor going into the future. That is a sponsor paying the payroll and keeping InfoWars on the air. There are a few other court maneuvers that we can do to slow this down, but at this point, there's really no stopping it barring a miracle. And I don't go do legal maneuvers just to stall. I do legal maneuvers to win. So I'm going to pray about it and think about it in the next 24 hours, and we'll decide what we're going to do. But when they actually shut this place down after everything we've been through, it is going to explode the broadcast. And people are going to be looking for it. They're going to want to know where it's at. Well, obviously, Real Alex Jones on X, the Alex Jones Network on Rumble, the same radio stations are ready to pick up the new show. That's all set, ready to go. Satellite uplinks, all of it. Got a basic studio that's decent. Podcast studio that's done and works great. Much bigger, elaborate system, even better than this, being built right now in Austin. And the great part is I'm just going to be the news director. And I'm just going to be an employee, and so they won't be able to shut it down with all their fake judgments. And we'll continue on. But it is absolutely imperative that we have the capital for the ongoing legal offensives. They will attack the new companies and systems. They'll run to a brick wall because they're totally legitimate, but that will take money. That's the war tax for this information they hate so much getting out. This is a war. It's a war of attrition, and it's who wants it most. So let me make a few big announcements here, and then I'm going to plow into the huge news, and I mean huge. Everybody was upset 3 weeks ago when we launched at alexjonesapp.com. It's totally free, and that just links you right to Apple to download the free Alex Jones Network app that's got my show, all the other shows, special reports, news feeds, and huge discounts when you buy anything through the app. It's just the shopping carts on there, additional 20% off the top of everything else. At alexjonesapp.com, shot up to number one in news, top 100 in total apps of 1.6 million in the world. Everybody's like, hey, where's the Droid app? Well, I'd forgotten months and months ago that Bigly was even building. They said, hey, we're building a network app to carry your show. Great, enjoy yourself. Thank you. Great job. They launch it, shoots up to the top. Everybody's like, where's the Droid app? Well, it was under review. It was approved yesterday and launched last night. So if you simply go to AlexJonesApp.com, that's the easiest way to go right to the subpage. You can download for free the Google Android or the Apple App Store app. And remember what the most important part of this is. Take the link to AlexJonesApp.com on X, on Rumble, on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok. You've got all the power. Shoot your own videos, your own reports. Make your own analysis and say, hey, folks, the most censored man in the world, Alex Jones, and InfoWars is close to being shut down, but here's the new network. Here's the free apps on Android and on Apple. And it took 2 days to shoot to number one in news on Apple. It's shooting, launched about 10 o'clock last night. It's shooting even faster to number one on Android right now. So people are hungry for the truth. Go to Alex Jones app, just one word, AlexJonesApp.com. And if you haven't gotten the Apple app that's free yet, be sure to do it. If you haven't gotten the Droid app that just launched last night, there it is. And then hit your email, hit your text message, send the link out to alexjonesapp.com, send the link out to the subpage of the app stores. Both are free. Get it now. And even more importantly, because you know you're already going to do it, share it and tell those you share the link with to share it and tell them to share it. And that completes the chain reaction, the thing the globalists fear above all else. So very excited about that. And I appreciate all of your action, all of your energy, all of your focus. You are the Paul Revere's from the bottom of my heart, for myself, the crew, and my family, and the family of humans that love liberty and justice for every race, color, and creed. I salute you all and thank you for your action and attention to this critical matter at this time. Now, the official Alex Jones app, AJ and Live, is now available for Android. Everyone, number one in news for iPhone. Download the Android app for AJ and Live straight from alexjonesapp.com to make sure you can always listen and watch my broadcast live no matter what happens to InfoWars next. App users get special sales, promos, and discounts every day. Download it now. Here's after the InfoWars app was banned from Google. It was number one in news, by the way. and from Apple, we are now back and fully operational. Anyone who downloads the app can immediately get 20% off their next purchase right off the top, theauctionstore.com, using the promo code exclusively in the app menu. This is the best way to ensure that myself and my great crew can successfully relaunch in the aftermath of the imminent shutdown of InfoWars. The app will always have the live feed of myself and of all the other great broadcasters and hosts, plus breaking news articles from the very same writers behind InfoWars. Not only is downloading AJN Live from either the Apple Store or Google Play an incredible way to stay connected to myself and all of the latest breaking developments, but downloading the app and getting it to the top of the charts in Google Play Store is the best way to tell the New World Order to go to hell and then reach so many new people they're going to want to know, hey, what's number one? I certainly want that. And then, oh, it's El Diablo, Alex Jones. Go down to alexjonesapp.com and be the reason we will always be on the air. And the info war continues on. You have all the power. Please use it. Please exercise it. And then finally, before I plunge into the massive news, and I mean, it's always massive, but particularly today, critically important, we have the best bovine colostrum. And I've been hearing about bovine colostrum for 10 years. And I don't know why I never thought to go out and do it, but we did a questionnaire for the listeners and the folks at AlexJonesStore.com, theAlexJonesStore.com. And we said, what is it you really want? And they said bovine colostrum. They also said beef tallow. We haven't got, we're getting a good one lined up right now, but that's not ready. It's going to be ready soon. But you want it, you got it. And then I was hearing all this buzz about it. And then about a couple months before it even came out, we got some canisters of it. And I know it's really good for your heart, too. So my dad was getting ready to have heart surgery. So I gave my parents, like 3 months ago, a couple canisters of it. And then my mom was like, I want more of that. I want more of that. And literally, their nails, their hair, their skin, their health, it, you can see it. My parents still look pretty good for 76, both of them, but 77. But I mean, bam, absolutely amazing what it did in just a few months for them. Well, we have it discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. It's sold out, but it's back in. And when you get it, every other supplement, when you buy it, right now for a limited time, is 50% off. That means the Ultra Methylene Blue. That means the Shilajit. That means the Irish Sea Moss. That means the Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein Detox, Cardiovascular Boost. These are incredible, real products that really work. And it keeps us on the air. Plus, there's also the widest selection of T-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, ball caps, and some of the very best designs at thealexjonesstore.com. And we've got the Veteran of the InfoWar shirts. We are veterans of information war. We have the limited edition InfoWar shirts because if the bad guys are able to get this and then sell it to Bloomberg and The Onion like they're trying, they're going to obviously come in and say, you can't say InfoWars. Well, it's a generic term, but we're not that big of an issue. The point is that these will be vintage, original InfoWars shirts. Get them while you still can. It's not just these new shirts. There's dozens of the classic vintage shirts that are all there available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. That is the coordinates. If you don't want the bad guys to win and you want to keep us on the air because there is a big capital output by our sponsor with the new studio, the backup one, little pocket attack cruiser, and then the big bad baby getting built right now, that takes money. And we have every intention, and well, we've got all the hosts and people ready, to go 19 hours a day, bare minimum, as soon as the new bigger studios are ready. In fact, we're going to launch more shows, even out of the small one, and you've seen some of that already happening. But we need to be live 5 a.m. to midnight is my vision. 5 a.m. to midnight. And we're going to have lots of hard-hitting one-hour shows, which was my vision many years ago that you now see many other people picked up, which just makes sense. Like the War Room with Steve Bannon, he does like 4 hours a day as other hosts do multiple hours, but they space them out. So it's hard-hitting hour with the latest news, a special guest or two, and then few, you know, boom, boom, boom. And then so that's how we'll have it is a lot of these hosts we're going to have are going to be great. You know, they'll do an hour, say at 6 a.m., and then you know they'll be back at 10 a.m., and then you know I'll do 3 hours instead of four, and then I'll come back at six for an hour, you see. And I want to do a later night show at like, you know, 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern, that's kind of a Gutfeld type deal. We're going to get the host for all that. I mean, it is going to be powerful. And then we've already got the White House wanting us to send correspondence, the Pentagon. You know, they've been putting those requests out. I'm like, hey, we don't have the money. The people you have will be there. We've had White House correspondence before 8 years ago, but we're going to have badass ones at the White House, at the Pentagon. And so if see, because the bad guys are just going to be able to chase me around, and I won't be, you know, getting hardly any money. I don't care. I'll be the news director. And then all these, this new company, all these new hosts, and all these new people are just going to be able to operate with all the old baggage of the legal garbage gone. And, you know, I was always on the knife's edge about not fighting them too hard, because we could just move on. I could work for somebody else, build something even stronger, not spend the majority of the money in the legal battles. But it was important to fight to the end and not give up and expose them in the process. So, but I feel really good about this as long as you support your word of mouth, your prayer, your sharing the articles and videos and information, and buying the products at thealexjonesstore.com. You know, going back like 15 years ago, I had the Democrats target my sponsors. I had them harass my sponsors. I had them get rid of a lot of our great sponsors. And I was like, well, why don't we just direct sale? I was already selling T-shirts and documentaries and things. We just said, yeah, we'll just go out and create our own supplement company. We'll go out and do our own thing. That way they can't hit us there and take it away. So that's why you see the sponsor. Now, for local stations, they have their local ads, and that's great. Support them. But it's thealexjonesstore.com. We've got some other sponsors that will be coming on board. But the only other sponsor we have is Dr. Kirk Elliott and the great, you know, precious metals he has. And so that's how we fund this operation. That's why it's so important. All right, I'm going to stop there now. I'm done. I just wanted to give a big update to everybody, lay all that out, thealexjonesstore.com. And, of course, the now out on Droid, the free app, as well as Apple, at alexjonesapp.com. Now, here's what I want to do when we come back. I'm going to try to move as quickly as I can today. We have Jay Dyer in studio with me, co-hosting in the third and fourth hour. He's got a huge PowerPoint presentation, absolute key intel on the globalist, their master plan, what makes them tick, the mad scientist, how to stop them. That is all coming up today. I also want to open the phones up and take calls. But the Democrats have really stepped in it. We've had Schumer, Jeffries, a bunch of others admit we're keeping the lockdown, the shutdown going to make everybody angry, to try to blame Trump and crash the economy. Well, now top House Democrat has said the quiet part out loud and says we must make families suffer. And it's one of the few leverage times we have. And this has really pissed people off. That's just so naked what they're doing, as we're in the 23rd day now. And then that ties in to delusional Chuck Schumer making more insane statements. You also have a big victory, which we knew would happen. It's totally constitutional. Even the communist New World Order Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals knew the Supreme Court would overturn them, so they had to make the right ruling. Hands President Trump's sweeping win over Gavin Newsom. Trump can federalize California National Guard to enforce federal immigration law. That's coming up. But remember this, Paul Revere, is the number one thing you can do with your will and take action right now that doesn't cost you a penny. Just take the live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X, and the live feeds of the Alex Jones Network on Rumble, and to take those feeds and share those on your email list, your text message list, and repost it everywhere and say, here's the most censored man in the world covering critical information. It's up to us, we the people, to override the censors. The bad guys are trying to shut him down. Let's boost InfoWars now to the next level. Share the live feeds now, 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 now.
Alex Jones. Patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
my friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, in your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so the Democrats always do this. They've been doing it since even before I was on the air. Everybody knows that. He's been around a while. That they'll go on one show and say what they're really doing, and they'll go out on another program and say, no, we're not doing that. But there's literally hundreds of clips I've seen them the last 23 days. You've seen it. We played it. Saying, oh, yeah, we're doing this to crash the economy to blame Trump. We're doing this to piss people off. Schumer, oh, I'm going to keep the shutdown going so there's an uprising. We need a forceful uprising, close quote. And then they lie to the public and say the Republicans did the shutdown, when even Jake Tapper has had Democrats on and go, that's not true. You're the ones that voted for the shutdown. So they just love to lie to people. I got another clip coming up of Clapper going, we've never persecuted people politically. We've never gone after people. We've never weaponized things. No, that's why you're getting indicted. They're the superstars of it. The Republicans just lay there and take it. They've committed all these crimes by their actions, real crimes. He's like, they're being mean to me and my family, putting me under criminal investigation, when it's come out in all the emails and documents that he was the architect of the persecution of Trump and myself and so many others. And we got clips of him on C-SPAN in 2018 saying, soon Trump will be gone. And they go, by impeachment? And he goes, no. And the moderator at the intelligence alumni meeting, a bunch of spooks, goes, you mean a coup? And he went, and you had Mudd of the CIA. We're going to kill this guy. We're going to kill Trump. The Foggy Bottom boys, that's the CIA, are going to kill him. You want to see some of the old compilations? So they're on TV. We're going to kill you. We're going to overthrow elections. We're going to impeach you with all this fake garbage. And then they commit all these crimes while they do it. And then we're not supposed to ever go after them legally and lawfully. They're supposed to be able to attack and attack and attack. And it's a one-way street. No, the universe is not a one-way street. And the pendulum is now swinging back. And we've got history and right on our side. But I'll get to that. Here's a House top Democrat, says the quiet part out loud. Families will suffer, but it's one of the few leverage times we have. Representative Catherine Clark is now mad, saying her statement's being misrepresented. You're the ones doing it on record, and you just hope your constituents are so stupid, and they are stupid. There's so many videos flooding X. I mean, I'm not even looking for them. It just fills the feed of, I'm going to kill people if I don't get my EBT card money. If I don't get my food stamps, I'm going to rob everybody. I'm going to blame Trump. Can you imagine what's going to happen on November 1st? People are already involved in all this unrest, and it's the Democrats openly trying to hold us hostage. This is classic economic terrorism, Cloward and Piven 101. So here she is saying the quiet part out loud.
I mean, shutdowns are terrible. And of course, there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously. But it is one of the few leverage times we have. I mean, shutdowns are terrible. And of course, there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously. But it is one of the few leverage times we have.
They're doing it, but they have to do it for the greater good to get the illegal aliens the $100 billion in free goodies. So they can vote Democrat and reapportion the House with more seats with the census. That's called stealing elections. Now, here she is getting mad about the fact that people are pointing this out.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt just posted a clip of an interview that you did on Fox last week. You were answering a question from Fox's Chad Pergram about blame for the shutdown. I want to look at the post here.
I mean, shutdowns are terrible. And of course, there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously. But it is one of the few leverage times we have.
Leavitt is looking especially at that last bit you said there, saying that Democrats, quote, are now admitting that they are intentionally causing American families to suffer with their reckless government shutdown. What's your response to that?
Well, that is right out of her playbook of half-truths, taking things out of context, and not being straight with the American people. And she knows what I said.
We know you shut the government down in the Senate. 100% fact. But when we talk about the Democrats' constituency, it is people that have never had a job in their life on welfare and government workers. And so here's just a short compilation. I played all that I've seen. It'd be 10 hours long. The people that she knows are very ill-informed, to say the least, politically, financially, culturally illiterate. And this is who they're hoping to piss off. Here it is. Yeah, it's the McGreen compilation we had lined up next.
Yep. Trump has cut my food stamps from $2,800 down to $350. Now, what am I supposed to do?
I used to get $740 a month for my two kids. And we not getting EBT no more. They took the EBT. They saying I got to work 20 hours a week. I'm not working for nobody. Get the fuck out of here.
I went from having $1,100 EBT every month. And that was just with four children. To zero. Now, how the fuck am I going to feed my children?
How the fuck am I supposed to talk for groceries? What is this pumpkin man doing, bro? Why the fuck we got to starve on Thanksgiving? Are you dead-eyed, pumpkin man?
The fuck do you mean that I'm not going to get my fucking SNAP benefits? What the fuck do you mean?
You're going to tell me that my daughter doesn't deserve a popsicle? You're going to tell me I don't deserve to get brownies?
I don't know about the rest of you motherfuckers, but I'm getting my shit. Because I'm going to tell you just like this on Jesus Lamar motherfucking Christ. I will be at motherfucking Walmart with my steel toes on and my motherfucking helmet. And I dare a bitch try to stop me from walking out that motherfucking store with my groceries. Baby, I'm 250 pounds solid.
I am going to go in that store, get everything I get regularly. I'm going to bag my shit up, swipe my link card. As soon as that bitch say, ain't no pendant balance on there, I'm going to walk the fuck out.
If I don't receive my benefits this month, the food stamps, I feel bad for the motherfucking shop, right? I will just be rolling my cart out that bitch like I paid for it.
My people ran out of stores. With the cart, I bet it's going to be some turkey on my plate.
And I'm having turkey, ham.
Ham, mashed potatoes, greens.
All the good shit.
It's going to all be there. Don't worry about it.
I'm gonna be stealing like it ain't no tomorrow.
We gonna loot. We gonna get fucking crazy, right, TikTok? You feel me?
If you gotta take that food, go ahead and take it. Just go ahead and take it. Y'all better stay the fuck out of my way in these stores. I'm walking out with carts and I'm not paying for shit.
Either you gonna give us food or we gonna take that bitch.
This is what Americans, taxpayer, work for. For us. They work for me.
Now they're telling me I have to go work. Now I have to go do all this. Well, I literally got five kids. I'm trying to sit here and spend time with them. I'm not trying to go work, you know, 50, 60 hours a week so I can pay bills.
Don't be quitters now. Y'all been helping us all this f***ing time. Now y'all want to tap out. Get the f*** out of here. I want my EBT, yo. I want my EBT, and I'm not working for nobody.
Do you understand that there are people like me who cannot work?
If you did not... the whole America food stamps, bro. It's gonna be a problem. Walmart, get ready.
If you see somebody walking out, just turn and look the other way. Like, ain't no time. It's not time to be trying to play Captain Save America, trying to do the right thing, trying to stand up. Like, no. No. Let them people walk out.
If you work at a grocery store, and you know that the food stamps is not working in November, and you see people stealing and you snitch, you deserve to die.
And please follow me to that motherfucking car. If you feeling motherfucking froggy, bitch, you ain't gonna make it back to your motherfucking position at that fucking Walmart store, I'm telling you.
If they stop my food stamps, me and my man will be at the grocery store walking out with two big ass carts. And ain't better, nobody better do nothing, cause my man coming hard behind me and it only take him one time to punch your ass.
And I'm gonna have one of my cousins with me that'll punch your ass so hard you gonna think a Jet 2 holiday hit your bitch ass if you think I ain't finna walk out that stuff.
You know how many homes about to get broken into? You know how many people about to get knocked over the head coming out their job or leaving the ATM or the bank?
I'm going back to stealing. I don't care. If you leave your car unlocked in the middle of the night, lock it, bitch. Because if I don't get no food stamps, best believe me and mine's going to eat regardless.
I need my f***ing EBT, yo. I need my money, yo. I need my f***ing EBT.
With the cart.
On average, in blue cities, 46% of the black population is on EBT. And it was all the Great Society, LBJ, the letters are in the LBJ library at UT, Republican, type in LBJ letters about the Great Society, LBJ racist letters, Great Society, and it's him writing to different members of Congress saying, listen, black people have got their own economy, their own businesses, their own universities, their own restaurants, their own banks, and they've gotten too uppity, and we're going to come out with this Great Society, and I'll have those N-words voting Democrat for 100 years. There's a bunch of letters. Go read them. You can type it in. You'll be reading it. And they literally targeted the black community and I'm not defending Jim Crow, but that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. You can look at the statistics. Blacks had lower illegitimacy than whites. About 6%. Whites were about 10%. Blacks are now pushing 80% single-parent families. And they did that in just 65 years. And they got the Common Core, 2 plus 2 equals 8. This is what has been created. This is what destroying the education, telling people no men in the home, getting rid of law and order does. And so you look at these videos, there's some white people too and Hispanics, but you know, a lot of black folks. It's all the same. And I got people think these are jokes. I can show you the whole videos. I can show you local newscasts where I got 10 kids. Somebody's got to pay to take care of them. They literally believe this, okay? And you got all these university students too, you know, the mainly white, the Antifa that say the exact same crap. So this is a big, and by the way, if you look at demographics, whites are now starting to trend just like blacks. Upwards of 50% of legitimacy. So in another decade or so, we'll be just as bad on average. So I don't sit back and go, oh, look at those black people. Ah, they're dumb. No, that's social engineering right there. And you see it all over the place. They just got it tested out on them. And the government made it where we're going to allow drugs and prostitution in the black neighborhoods. That started in the 50s and accelerated, and it became these zones. And then the culture becomes crime. And then the CIA funds gangster rap in the 80s and 90s. The black culture, I've studied it, was extremely Christian and straight-laced until the 60s. And now it is destroyed. By design. This is how you take down society. And there's no man in the house. The kids are out of control. The gang members become their dad. They get fast-tracked into prison. Now that's all they know. And you see the cycle. This was planned. And Trump's trying to stop it. And in Europe, they got all the no-go zones for the invaders from Africa and the Middle East. Upwards of 90% on welfare. Never get a job. Rape, rob all day long. Brought in, no jobs for them. Put on welfare to do the same thing. This is how you control society. And now you've got upwards of 70% of Americans paycheck to paycheck. Hardworking Americans, black, white, Hispanic, you name it, going through all this hell. And you got the government trying to give hundreds of billions of dollars a year of free stuff to illegal aliens at levels triple on average what citizens can get welfare-wise. And Trump's saying, we're not doing that. And when they defund the police and stand down in these cities and attack federal buildings and ICE agents, it's the law that Trump sends in more federal agents, and that's not enough troops. That's why even the globalist Ninth Circuit just ruled Trump is absolutely in his duty to nationalize the California Guard. How do you like that, Newsom? The National Guard is coming. The police have been told to stand down. I've been given LAPD tours of Skid Row that goes on for miles in all directions. You see the young girls on drugs getting off the buses. You see the Escalades, the drug dealers, all the tents, the feces, the needles. It is hell on earth. And it expands and expands. And the police aren't allowed to bust them. And it's that model being used in Europe, Canada, the U.S., everywhere in the West. The globalists know exactly what they're doing. And the criminals feel emboldened. But then when just 400 troops show up in Chicago or 300 in D.C. or 200 in Memphis, all of a sudden crime drops 95, 98%, all because the criminals have known they can run wild just seeing troops that are mainly like scarecrows. You know, they're not even really able to do anything, but just that image, the crime goes. Because the criminals go, oh, there's a new sheriff in town. But you permanently have to remove the Soros DAs that let the criminals out. You've permanently got to cut off the drugs. You've permanently got to change the culture and get control of those cities and refund the police and get them back up to the level that's needed. Or you get the situation we're in right now. And again, there's 3 million police in this country. That is the only force, less now they cut them back, that can even deal with this. The military is just there to back them up. And that only happens. See, the Democrats were like, why isn't there National Guard in Dallas? When they have rot, because the police aren't standing down and they're helping the feds. So Trump's like, all you got to do is do what you're supposed to on the Constitution. I don't need to send troops in. But we got more Democrats just all over the place calling for, you know, killing Republicans. I got more clips of that. These people are out of control. And they know they're losing and they're scared. Here's Congressman Steve Scalise. Never forget, he got shot and almost killed by a crazy Democrat. Talking about how the Democrats are deliberately cutting off the food stamps to create a time bomb. And that bomb detonates November 1st. Here he is.
The USDA sent a letter to all of the states saying, quote, if the current lapse in appropriations continues, there will be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits for approximately 42 million individuals across the nation. 42 million people across America are going to suffer from those SNAP benefits that they count on right before Thanksgiving, because Chuck Schumer and Democrats are so angry with President Trump that they just want to find a way to say no. And when they say no, now they're saying no to 42 million families who will go without food, so that Democrats can show their far left radical base that they're fighting President Trump.
Meanwhile, when you watch local news around the country or read the newspaper, Trump is taking away the food stamps. Trump is taking away the Social Security. Trump is taking away. No, the Democrats are the ones doing all that. Now, here's the Democrat Party in Congress, and then in New York, the government itself launching apps to track and target and harass for violence ICE agents doing their job. This is terrorism. Here it is.
I shared this with the mayor. Over the course of the next couple of weeks, the Oversight Committee will be launching on their website a master ICE tracker where we're going to be essentially tracking every single instance that we can verify that the community will be able to send us information on.
So California, New York, the feds are doing it. Let's go to the next clip. This is Letitia James announces new portal to upload ICE photos and stalk ICE.
Attorney General Letitia James announcing a new portal where residents can send photos and videos of ICE operations. James says the portal is meant to review and investigate legal violations by agents, and her statement referenced Tuesday's immigration raid in Chinatown in New York City. Meantime, House Democrats say they will launch their own similar ICE tracker. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi criticizing that effort, citing a sharp increase in violence against law enforcement. Coming up later,
You mean people being killed? So here's, I got a whole bunch of these clips. Let's play a few. Here's just run of the mill Democrats saying we're going to, you know, kill ICE, shoot him in the throat, all the rest of it. And then we've got, speaking about Charlie Kirk, then we've got Texas Democrat State Rep. Yolanda Jones says she will slash Republicans across the throat if they bully her. Well, nobody's bullying you. You're trying to bully us. Here it is.
Hey, Nazis, can you set up somewhere where I can avoid you easily?
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
Ah, fuck you, Nazi. Watch your neck.
Thanks.
At work. I'm from the hood, okay? So when a bully comes, like, if there are no rules, you literally have to figure it out. So Donald Trump has changed things, and people trying to do what's always been done is not going to work. And I think that's why Democrats are losing black people. That's why they're losing poor people, because poor people, all they want is for us to fight. So if you hit me in my face, I'm not going to punch you back in your face. I'm going to go across your neck, because we can go back and forth fighting each other's faces. You've got to hit hard enough where they won't come back. And so, yeah, for the same way I went to New York and spoke with Governor Kathy Hochul and said, if they're going to try to wipe us out in Texas, we need to wipe out every Republican in New York, in California, in Illinois. So no one can make me feel bad about fighting for the people that I represent, because the people that I represent need someone who's willing to go in the ring and fight for them. And that's exactly what I'm going to do.
So, Representative, in that context, the reality of the world is we are living in a moment where, yes, there's this shutdown going down, and Democrats on Capitol Hill are standing up for that in the way they think is working. But we hear from them.
So that's not even veiled. And, you know, we had the former press secretary saying, bite them, attack them, go at their necks. It's all about Charlie Kirk. It's all about, we're going to get you in the net. And so that's the new buzzword. That's the new dog whistle. That, oh, no, if you get in my face and punch me, well, no one's even getting in your face or punching you. No, I'm going to go for your neck, and the classic international symbol of killing somebody. So you got the state rep up there. We're going to slit your throat. We're going to shoot you in the neck like Charlie Kirk. And when you go out to the No Kings thing and just the general public drives by, you see the videos, people going, in the neck, we're going to kill you, in the neck, in the neck. So that's who this party is, a bunch of crazed thugs. And you got the corporate media going along with it and covering up. You got Schumer saying, oh, no, it's the Republicans that are violent. I got that coming up. But Trump's taking action. Trump drops bombshell announcement ending mail-in voting forever. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to John Brennan, the mastermind of all the different criminal persecution of Trump and his family and myself and others. Saying, we never did this. This is tyranny. Don't come after us. Amazing clip. And a lot more. I started getting into euthanasia yesterday, where now the governments in Europe and Canada actually killing people who don't want to be killed. It's beyond euthanasia. I actually want to get to those clips. There's been new developments on that that I didn't cover yesterday. I just want to hit the news I didn't hit and the new news. That's coming up as well. And then we've got people in America, Christians being arrested and jailed for sharing gospel on the street just because there's an LGBT parade going on in Florida, of all places. That's coming up. But remember, the free Alex Jones Network app that was just on Apple and went to number one is now available at alexjonesapp.com on Android. Shooting at number one right now. Get the Android app for free.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move. If you are resistant.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
While Japan's trailblazing first female prime minister, Senai Takaichi, an iron-willed firebrand, barrels ahead like a Shinto storm, slapping together a deportation ministry faster than you can say, Bansho, the sniveling, pearl-clutching Irish government celebrates while Ireland is thrown into a full-scale rage.
I want to condemn in the strongest possible terms the violence we've seen this evening against members of An Garda Síochána in City West. I want the people involved in that violence to know that they will be met with a very forceful response from An Garda Síochána and our criminal justice system. People went to City West this evening for the purpose of weaponizing a criminal event that happened yesterday. The Gardaí should be praised for the fact that they have an individual before the courts in respect of that alleged criminal offence. So rather than attacking An Garda Síochána, they should be praising them. And I want the people to know that if they continue to be involved in violence, the force will meet them with a very strong response.
See all this year Stalin protesting. It's doing no good. Going to your politicians is doing no good. It's, now is the time to stand up and start and move these f***ers on.
Allegedly, a migrant at a huge urban refugee camp that the Irish government set up in Dublin allegedly raped a 10-year-old girl at that refugee camp. Now, this 10-year-old girl was in state custody, so she was a ward of the state. How did a 10-year-old girl find her way from being a ward of the state to the refugee camp and being allegedly raped there? It's so shocking. And how did the alleged rapist, how was he there too? He came to Ireland, according to reports, 6 years ago and was ordered deported. He was ordered out. His asylum claim was rejected. He was ordered deported, but he was still in Ireland, not just in Ireland, at that government refugee camp. But the Irish government itself didn't even take its own deportation orders seriously. Now, I landed, and there's a lot of newspapers in Ireland that they probably got, you know, 5 or 10 of their own newspapers, which is quite a bit for a country of just 5 million. Only the Irish Daily Mirror covered this story, and they covered it big on the front page. Child raped at asylum hotel.
Over 500,000 souls have poured across Ireland's borders since 2008 alone. A country of a population of only 5.5 million enduring a relentless 80,000 plus annual deluge of immigrants since 2024. Based on official data from Ireland's Central Statistics Office.
This organization is ready to sponsor your trip. If you are coming from a non-EU country, you get €4,710. This money is meant to cover your accommodation and flight tickets. That's not all. Your visa fee, registration fee is also covered. Go straight to Google and type HSC IE jobs, then click on overseas candidate.
This is basic arithmetic that this government fails to understand, and it's very frustrating for the people right across the country. And if we look at the numbers, Minister, we look recently, this week and the last number of weeks, students across Ireland have found it incredibly difficult to find accommodation. And then when you drill into the numbers, we see that the international student cohort, the universities, are engaging in a very expansionist approach. Over 40,000 international student visas, that is over 30% increase over the past 4 years. If we look at working visas, last year almost 40,000 working visas. If we go back 10 years ago, Minister, that figure was about 10,000 per year. And obviously we all are very aware of the massive acceleration and surge in relation to the IPAS numbers. So Minister, it is very, very simple that The capacity of the economy is simply unable to cope with this huge level of increase. You have no plan in relation to this, and you have created chaos. Chaos in housing, chaos in services, chaos for the wonderful families and young people across Ireland. It is unacceptable, and essentially, your policy amounts to pouring, a gallon into a pint, and it's unsustainable, Minister.
Crimes metastasizing, thefts ballooning 48% since the pandemic haze. Ireland streets, once echoing with ancient bonfires and feasting in the misty heartlands of Longford, now reek of imported mayhem. Gutted by cowardly New World Order sycophants, betrayers of the old blood, history's bonfire will roast your spineless hides eternal. Mark my words, the ghosts of air.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we're now in the 276th day entering that of the return of President Trump, the return of America. And make no mistake, yeah, magically Trump could do a better job. There's some things I think he's doing wrong, but overall, he's getting more done quicker and faster and better than I thought he could. They are dismantling the globalist. He's making almost all the right moves, and the numbers show that. The Republican Party is now the most popular party in America for the first time in its history. The Democrats have the lowest approval rating they've ever had, the lowest fundraising, and they know they're in trouble, and now Trump created 6 months ago his commissions on election integrity. Now he signed the executive orders making the announcements to actually execute, hold back federal funds from states that engage in all this election fraud, mail-in voting, illegal aliens voting, all of it. And Democrat judges will block these actions, and then they will be overturned like everything else. Here's an example. Ninth Circuit hands President Trump sweeping win over Gavin Newsom. Trump can federalize California National Guard to enforce federal immigration law. So, again, I told you that would happen. Even though the Ninth Circuit is as commie as it gets, it has to. The Supreme Court knows that's cut and dry. They'll override it. But Newsom's calling Trump a dictator when in California they've ordered the police in almost every jurisdiction to not just not aid ICE, but to help report on them and stalk them in the city of L.A. and a bunch of other cities, you know, New York, state of New York. They have launched apps run by the AGs and by the mayors to literally have task forces. We played Karen Bass bragging about it, to stalk and harass ICE agents. Then they get shot at, they get killed, they get injured, their cars get rammed, and they're doing a constitutional duty. So, this is true lawlessness. So here is President Trump dropping a bombshell announcement ending mail-in voting forever. Here it is.
He pushed out on social media about doing away with mail-in ballots and potentially electronic voting machines. Can you expand on that?
Well, I will. That's a very off-topic, just really quickly. Mail-in ballots are corrupt. Mail-in ballots, you can never have a real democracy with mail-in ballots. And we, as a Republican Party, are going to do everything possible that we get rid of mail-in ballots. We're going to start with an executive order that's being written right now by the best lawyers in the country to end mail-in ballots because they're corrupt and Do you know that we're the only country in the world, I believe, I may be wrong, but just about the only country in the world that uses them because of what's happened. Massive fraud all over the place. The other thing we want change are the machines. For all of the money they spend, it's approximately 10 times more expensive than paper ballots. And paper ballots are very sophisticated with the watermark paper and everything else. We would get secure elections. We'd get much faster results. The machines, I mean, they say we're going to have the results in 2 weeks. With paper ballots, you have the results that night. Most people, almost, but most people, many countries use paper ballots. It's the most secure form. So between paper ballots, very, very important, paper ballots, and I think maybe even more important, the mail-in voting. We're going to end mail-in voting. It's a fraud. If you have mail-in vote, even Jimmy Carter with this commission, they set it up. He said, the one thing about mail-in voting, you will never have an honest election if you have mail-in. And it's time that the Republicans get tough and stop it, because the Democrats want it. It's the only way they can get elected. Because with men and women sports and with transgender for everybody and open borders and all of the horrible things. And now the new thing is they love crime. They're fighting me on the fact that I've made Washington, D.C. safe. We're not going to get mugged, beaten up or killed like all the people you've been watching get so badly hurt. I'm glad. I hate to take your time on this, but I'm glad you asked me that question.
Sorry.
We're going to stop mail-in ballots because it's corrupt. You know, when you go to a voting booth and you do it the right way and you go to a state that runs it properly, you go in, they even ask me, they ask me for my license plate, for identity. I said, I don't know if I have it. He said, sir, you have to have it. I was very impressed, actually. But it's very hard to cheat with mail-in voting. As you know, what happens in California, it's so corrupt where some people get 5, 6, 7 ballots delivered to them. Now, we got to stop mail-in voting, and the Republicans have to lead the charge. The Democrats want it because they have horrible policy. If you have mail-in voting, you're not going to have many Democrats get elected. That's bigger than anything having to do with redistricting, believe me. And the Republicans have to get smart. We're not going to have a country. I said for a long time at rallies, you need borders and you need free and fair elections. Those two things. Otherwise, you don't have. We have strong borders now. In 90 days, Mr. President, we didn't have 3 months, not one person came in illegally into our country. In fact, even I find that hard to believe, but it's run by a little bit of a liberal group that put out the numbers, so I guess it's, but 0, 0, and 0. You go back a year ago, 2 years ago, three, millions of people poured into our country. It was terrible. Thank you very much.
And the Democrats openly are signing them up to vote and, again, getting more congressional seats right off the bat with it. It has to be done. I don't hate all of the illegals. I know them are a lot of nice people. They were told to come by the Democrats. They were offered free goodies. They were fleeing globalist lockdowns all over the world that destroyed their economies. And the UN said they were doing it to flood us with them. They're victims, most of them, too. But a large percent are dumped out of prisons, are hardcore criminals, and they're just running wild. And so that's why you have to do something. I use the analogy of a swimming pool is really great. Okay, people around the world are great, many of them. But you want to be held under water? Water's great to drink. It's great to water crops with. But you want to be held underwater? We don't hate these people. I know I certainly don't. But the UN calls it replacement migration. This is their plan for Europe, the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, Australia. It's weaponized. We have to do this. And a lot of the super right wing gets mad that Trump wants to have a fast track back for nonviolent, hardworking, good people that have sponsors and that have shown a track record of being, you know, good people. Then they can come back, do it legally, and become citizens. We've had so many illegals here. We've absorbed so much. I'm all for a moratorium for 10 years, too. And I get it's painful for some of these people, and I actually do have empathy. But what about the hundreds of thousands of people killed by illegal aliens? Rapists and robbers and drug dealers and the fentanyl and all of it. No, it's out of control. And I'm surprised there hasn't been death caused by the Border Patrol and ICE with what they're up against. They've been shot. They've been killed. I'm surprised that the left hasn't gotten their bloody event they've been openly saying they want. I am really impressed with what I've seen from ICE and Border Patrol. So that's where we are. Now, remember a few days ago, I played Robert De Niro on MSNBC, and he's saying the answer to stopping Trump and his constituents is censoring them and blocking them on air. Almost no one is watching Trump on MSNBC or CNN. They have almost no viewers. Their top shows have like a million viewers. That's a joke. There are thousands of talk show hosts on X alone with 5-10 million viewers a day. The top hosts have 50-60 million a day. When Elon does a show, it gets up to a billion listeners. So imagine how dumb De Niro is that he thinks the answer is that mainstream media needs to give Trump no attention. No one's watching you to begin with, Jimmy Kimmel, all of it. It's a joke. And Schumer now has made a similar statement. I'll play it from the Senate floor today. Delusional Chuck Schumer implies the Trump administration is being shielded by the press. They have constant studies come out every week. 95, 96, 98, 99, some cases 100% of network coverage is negative against Trump. We all know that. And so De Niro and Schumer are like, the media is being too nice to Trump. What are you talking about? Have you ever seen a national news story on CNN, PBS, New York Times about me? No. Have you ever seen a positive story? No. Not ever, 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 ever. I don't even really read it now. I'm in hundreds of attack pieces a day. If I tried to even look at it, it would take up 5 hours a day. So I have the crew read it, and they go, well, you might look at this, sir. You know, here's what the deputy AG said about you. You might want to read that. That's it. I don't even pay attention to it now. But the idea that Trump is getting positive news, it's over 95% negative. But they continue with the lie that the corporate media is pro-Trump. How stupid does Chuck Schumer think you are? Here he is.
I would ask my colleague, one of the greatest blows to democracy when we don't have a fully free press, and has it been a hallmark of so many of the countries that he has mentioned that are autocracies or absolute dictatorships, to have no free press so no information can come out? And doesn't that dramatically hurt the American people when government is shielded and can do whatever it wants and hurt as many people as it wants because you don't have a free press? Doesn't it really frighten, shouldn't it really frighten every American that this is a large step on the road away from democracy towards tyranny and towards authoritarian government?
So it's come out, as you know, in the government weaponization hearings the last few years, and I've experienced it personally, so I know all about it, that Schumer and the Democrats and the FBI and the DOJ and the CIA, I mean, I had Mike Benson here yesterday with a whole bunch of documents, stuff I didn't even know about me being targeted by the CIA. I mean, I knew I was targeted, but my God, he's like a top White House advisor, speechwriter. He's like, you didn't know about all this? I was like, no. And I gave him a bunch of stuff he didn't know about. I mean, it's like absolutely bonker town. And here is Schumer saying that Republicans are censoring. Jimmy Kimmel got suspended because the executives were already thinking about canceling his show. A million viewers, that's nothing. Jimmy Carson used to have 40 million back when the population was half of what it is now. Larry King Live used to have 15 million viewers. CNN's top show, a million now. I mean, people are sick of you. Larry King wasn't perfect, but at least he had real debates and discussions. Remember CNN had Crossfire, at least somewhat of a debate? People don't like just being shoveled the same crap. I would love to have leftists on to debate them. Tucker went number one on Fox doing that, and then finally none of them would debate him. That's why we play clips of what they have to say here and then debate that, because they won't come on, because they know they can't win a debate with us because they're liars. So we have the Democratic Party that are the Michael Jordans of censorship. Like the grand, you know, you think of like in sports, like in the last century, who out of all these athletes stands out as like flying through the air, you know, in slam dunks. And you're like, If I had to pick one athlete that I had to say has been the most amazing I've ever seen, I'd say Michael Jordan. Well, okay, but that's a good thing. With these people, they're the Michael Jordans of fraud, of censorship, of pedophilia, of lies, of corruption. So the Michael Jordans, and he's the Michael Jordan of the Michael Jordans of censorship, they go, oh, they're censoring books and libraries. You mean you can't do pornographic graphic novels about pedophilia for kids in elementary, middle school? Yeah, you bet parents got control of the school boards and said, you're not going to put hardcore pedo propaganda, grooming propaganda in the schools. That's not censoring. That's like saying, if a liquor store doesn't sell a seven-year-old a bottle of Jack Daniels or Everclear, that you're violating their rights. No, they're not allowed to buy alcohol. They're 7 years old. You're not allowed to push porn on kids. That's not censorship. What you do is censorship. Getting together with the CIA and the FBI and Tim Cook and deciding on August 18th, 2018, to take me off hundreds of platforms. They even had headlines, Pornhub takes Alex Jones off. I'm not on Pornhub. They just did it as a publicity stunt. Turns out there's a guy named Alex Jones on there, and they took his videos down because his name was Alex Jones. Like, what? So I'm like, what? I'm banned on Pornhub. Let me go look. I'm like, whoa. So that is the level of this garbage. And he just told you, oh, this authoritarian regime. Oh, this citizenship. Oh, they just kicked the corporate press out of the Pentagon. They said, you can come in the meeting rooms. You can have your own offices here. You got badges. You can go to these areas. You're allowed to. You keep going in classified areas, and you keep confronting people in the hallways. This is the Pentagon. You have to sign this agreement that you're going to stop committing crimes. Let me tell you, if I got a badge as a visitor to the Pentagon, you can do it as a citizen. They got a badge where you're allowed to go. You can go to the cafeteria, you can go to the rotunda, you can go to the park that's in the middle of it, you can do all that. But there's guards and switches, and you're not, but they don't care. They just go wherever they want. And Hegseth explained it. I got a clip of that coming up. Then they spin it. Oh my God, we're all leaving. We're not going to sign this agreement. What? It'd be like saying, I want to tour the police department. They go, all right, we'll give you a tour. Come down next Tuesday. Or what time you want to come? And you show the police department, you go, all right, I want to be able to go in the police chief's private office. No, you can't do that. And the beautiful part is, into the vacuum, which has already happened, Lindell TV is honored to announce our official inclusion in the newly formed Pentagon Press Corps and the Department of War's updated military access policy. We stand alongside a powerful coalition of over 60 news media and independent journalism outlets committed to transparency, truth, and accountability. As a legacy media continues to lose the trust of American people, Lindell TV is proud to be part of a new generation of news organizations reshaping how real information reaches the public. And yeah, we've been reached out to, and I'll just leave it at that. But, and you hear the great questions now at the Pentagon. And they're not just ass-kissing questions. You hear the great questions of Trump. I mean, this is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. This is real reform. In fact, let's get the Hegseth clip here where he clarifies that here on the list. Ready, and I'm going to get to that. Then I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back with Brennan and this amazing gaslighting statement from him because he's scared. But let's revisit this for just a moment. Remember, I said months ago, I said Newsom trying to block and lower courts trying to block Trump nationalizing the National Guard in California with all the lawlessness and the attacks on ICE and the local city standing down and creating apps to stalk the feds, Trump is going to be validated, if not by the Ninth Circuit, by the Supreme Court. But the Ninth Circuit knows they're going to be overridden. So they said, yeah, absolutely he can nationalize, federalize the National Guard in the interim there. Ninth Circuit hands President Trump sweeping win over Gavin Newsom. Trump can federalize California National Guard to enforce federal immigration law. Again, meanwhile, Newsom signs bill. Newsom signs bill pointing kids towards LGBT site with possible predators. Yeah, they passed a law 4 years ago that sex with kids down to age 12 is illegal. I mean, these people are beyond sick. Here's Hegseth clarifying the new Pentagon press policy. They refused to sign it. And again, what they were doing was illegal. Here it is.
On the press that reported the Pentagon, and have you spoken to Secretary Hegseth about this?
I have, yeah. Well, he's finding, I think I can speak for him. I'll let him speak for himself, but I think he finds the press to be very disruptive in terms of world peace and maybe security for our nation. Press is very dishonest. Not you, but the press is very dishonest. You have something to say?
Well, I very much appreciate the question, because it was interesting to watch. We had a chance to go along on the historic trip of Middle East peace, which our generation of veterans never dreamed would be possible. So you would think that the Pentagon press corps, of all press corps, would be front and center across the board on wanting to give credit to the president for forging this kind of peace. And instead, what they want to talk about is a policy about them, which simply says maybe the policy should look like the White House or other military installations where you have to wear a badge that identifies that you're press, or you can't just roam anywhere you want. It used to be, Mr. President, the press could go anywhere, pretty much anywhere in the Pentagon, the most classified area in the world. Or also that if they sign on to the credentialing, they're not going to try to get soldiers to break the law by giving them classified information. So it's common sense stuff, Mr. President. We're trying to make sure national security is respected, and we're proud of the policy.
You know, we have an option here, as you know, press years ago moved into the White House. It used to be across the street. We could move them. You're lucky I'm president, because we could move them very easily across the street. They used to be there. They would have...
Oh, and pause. Listen how rude the press corps is in there. They're all talking as loud as they can in the cabinet room while the president's talking. I mean, if you were at a church and the preacher's talking, everybody shuts up. If you were at an elementary school library and the teacher was reading a story to third graders, everybody shut up. But that's how disrespectful they are. And again, yeah, they run around getting classified information. They lie and say they talk to somebody. Obviously, you should not have the Pentagon completely open to the so-called press. And so they quit and they left. Wonderful. Don't let the door hit you on your traitorous ass. In fact, quite frankly, they should have a press briefing area. They have press offices in the Pentagon. And they should have a whole press offices area and then briefing rooms and press conferences and breakaway rooms, and that's where you get to go. You get to go into that area, and that's it. I mean, that is not rocket science. You got the damn nuclear launch codes in there. I mean, we're going to have nuclear power plants and just say the press can just wander around wherever they want a nuclear power plant? This is sick. Let's finish the club.
You sit all by yourselves and have fun. Instead, you walk around the White House talking to anybody that can breathe. And, you know, but I find that when it comes to war, and now our great Department of War, we have some great people over there. I think it bothers me to have soldiers and even, you know, high-ranking generals walking around with you guys on their sleeve, asking them, because they can make a mistake, and a mistake can be tragic. They can do it innocently, too. They can, you know, and they're not press people.
Yeah, let's put the sports news corps in the locker rooms. I mean... Let's stick them up in the...
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Joel, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine, it's also abundantly bioavailable. Now if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Major update on troop deployments to California after the Ninth Circuit ruled that Trump's 100% in his constitutional power and duty to do so. John Brennan, a powerful Tucker Carlson clip in front of a big crowd defending human life that ties into all of the euthanasia, biggest developments yet that I said I'd cover yesterday, but I didn't, but that's okay because now new developments happen that will go with that. That's coming up. And then Jay Dyer always does a great job. But he was on last Thursday, the fourth hour, and had a government textbook I'd never seen because there's, you know, lots I haven't seen. I've read a lot of textbooks that have similar stuff in it. But this particular one was put up with the Stanford Research Institute and is high level globalist system of what they were going to build. And it's from the early 80s and it all happened. Where we're living what they said they would do. And imagine in the 1980s, thinking they would actually get away with that. Now, a lot of you I know are younger than I. It's weird to be older, 51. If you weren't around in the 80s, I mean, if you read this in the 80s, you'd think this is crazy. But it's everything they've done. So we're going to cover an hour of that textbook and then a big overview of what really operates the globalists, what their end game is, how to stop them. This is going to be powerful. I'm going to co-host both hours with him. He came all the way down from Tennessee to be in studio with us for this. So please join us. And yes, this is academic. And by academic, this is the globalist saying this. He sent me not just the PowerPoint of this textbook he'll be showing you, physical copy of it. The book costs like $2,000, very hard to get a hold of. This is like PhD level. They don't give this to everybody. And I've got Ecoscience and a bunch of other books that are similar because it's all the same thing. But this one is really, doesn't even hide it. And it's written into 82. So this is very important. And then we're going to do an overview of a whole bunch of other globalist publications, textbooks, government documents. So people understand. You can obsess all day and say the Vatican secretly runs everything. Or you can say the Jews run everything. You do all that. And people are just obsessed in tribalism. And I'm not saying don't look at different mafias and groups. But regardless of who runs it, there's a plan that's anti-human, that is devilish. And we need people to be aware of this plan because it's being implemented all around us. The cashless society, the social credit score, all of it, the carbon taxes. And they talk about the carbon taxes in the 80s. Now here we are. Trump's, by the way, shutting off a lot of it. So don't you want the enemy battle plan? It'd be like in a war if you had a spy was able to get in and actually get the enemy's next offense plan. You'd win the war with that information. We have it. And again, people love to go super viral, and I know why they do it. They'll take a clip of me 15 years ago saying they'll release a virus, respiratory from China. They'll have lockdown 6 feet apart, make you wear masks for fear, to create fear, give you a shot that raises your immune system. And it's like a 30-second clip, and it's had probably 500 million views. You know, literally 100 million here, 20 million there, 80 million here, 60 million. You know, just constantly see the clips of that. Well, we come out and find the original whole show, or you know, 30 minutes of it, where here's the document, here's where they said it, here's how I know it. People are like, oh, we don't care that you showed us. It's even crazier, like I'm Nostradamus. And half the comments are like, he's one of them. That's how he knows. They told him he's a. And I'm just like, here's the Rockefeller Foundation and the CIA John Hopkins plan lockstep. I'm going to be later. Here's Changing Images of Man, PhD level, top textbook, Pentagon developed, Stanford research for the whole deal. We have the actual book coming in. I'm like, please, please, please. And I understand it's 2 hours. But don't you want to know? It's not like some Netflix alien invasion movie or thriller or whodunit or true crime. Those are all great shows. But that ain't real, folks. This is a real plan to make us obsolete and depopulate us. Like, this is happening. I'll get to the eugenics in a moment and the euthanasia, but it's on purpose. It's villainous. And I'm just now finally getting people to listen. I mean, sure, we've been reaching billions of people over the years, but people are really paying attention now. So attempts to shut us down and all this are just minor speed bumps in the main Streisand effects. It'll just supercharge us. But if you study the globalist plans and where we're at, the really nasty stuff, it was supposed to already be rolling out, and it did in 2020. But Trump and other nationalists, because we've woken up enough people, are gigantic walls blocking them. Not speed bumps, walls. So this is do or die stuff. But the globalists just think you're a dumb animal that operates off stimuli and you'll just bumble around and they can direct you and manipulate you. They don't think you're smart enough to be an architect. They don't think you're smart enough to pull back and see what's going on and then use complex thinking and action to defeat them. Well, we're showing them that you are. Because that's what we're designed to do. Now, I'll give you this update, give this other news here in just a moment. But Came in to work out at 7:30 this morning. The accountant comes in at like 8 while I'm lifting weights. I'm sitting there bench pressing. He walks in and he says, as soon as you finish your workout, I need to talk to you. I saw the look on his face and I said, let me guess, big news. And he said, yeah. I said, let me guess, the state court of appeals, third circuit in Texas, lifted the stay so the receiver can seize us. And he said, yeah, we got word this morning. We got the email at 11 o'clock at night. He said, you finished your workout. I said, no, so we met a few minutes. He showed me the letter and the rest of it. And they said, they could come in here as early as 5 days from now. 5 business days. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, like next Tuesday. So there's a normalcy bias that we've survived so many times that people are like, oh yeah, right. Well, God's there. Pray for a miracle. Whatever. We have the Alex Jones Backup Network, all the rest of it. We held out, got Trump in, exposed all the stuff they did, didn't make it easy for him. Now they're so discredited. Bloomberg and The Onion are still trying to come in and get control. It doesn't matter. Your word of mouth for the Alex Jones Network at AJ and Live on X and Real Alex Jones and the stuff, the sites you'll hear soon, the new news sites and all the stuff we're doing. But one door closes, God opens up another door. So people got pissed off 3 weeks ago when our great sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, launched the Alex Jones app. AlexJonesApp.com is where you can go there, link right through to the subpage of Apple, download the app with the video feed, audio feeds, news feeds, everything. We said, hey, we haven't got approval yet for the droid. Says you take a couple weeks. Well, it happened last night. So when you go to AlexJonesApp.com right now, if you haven't gotten the Apple app, it's free right now too. But the Droid app is there, launched about 10 o'clock last night, and is surging to number one in news faster than the Apple app, which is something we should probably get screenshots of and talk about a little bit later. So very, very exciting. And it's very important for you to go download it because that's not owned by me. That's not InfoWars. That's the Alex Jones Network. That's owned by Bigley. And it is going to be so important to share that with everyone so they can find the show and know what's going on. To all of our radio affiliates, we already at the Alex Jones Network have the satellite uplink. The affiliates know they're ready to switch over to the new show. It'll be the exact same show time, exact same everything, just different studio. And we're in smaller studios right now. Bigger ones, even more awesome than these that I designed, are being built right here in Austin. So we have not yet begun to fight. And that's why your support is so critical to fund this operation. And the products we sell you really work because we want them to work, so you want to get them again. But now is the time of maximum action to support the broadcast and to spread the word. Go to thealexjonesstore.com that won't be shut down, that I don't own, so they can't get it, with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best supplements, you name it, to keep us on the air. Now, we have the very strongest private label best 2,000 milligram per scoop bovine colostrum, colostrum from cows. The first 2 weeks of milk from any mammal, could be a bunny rabbit, a killer whale, a dolphin, a mouse, a monkey. But this is from cows. The first 2 weeks is just energizes the gut, cleans everything out, all these peptides, these superfoods, so amazing. Nails grow faster, healthier, thicker hair, colostrum, colostrum, colostrum. And we have the best bovine colostrum, and it's discounted, back in stock. And for a limited time, only a few more days, when you buy the colostrum, the bovine colostrum at thealexjonesstore.com, you get any of the other supplements, the ultramethylene blue, the ultimate life force spike protein detox cardiovascular booster, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, any of it, 50% off at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action now. This is action hour. And the more funding we have, the quicker they can get the new giant studios built. The quicker we can line up all the new talk show hosts, everything, we're going live, 5 a.m. to midnight. That is the goal, and we've got all the people ready. We just got to get the board operators and the switchers and the producers and the host are all ready, and we are ready to scale up right now and take care of this great crew that through the 3 years of bankruptcy hadn't had a raise and has been totally harassed, but just hung in there and did a great job. They'll get raises and then bring in more crew. We are going to the next phase here, but the only variable when we fire the bat signal is you. So, I mean, take Ultra Methylene Blue. I convinced Sean Johnson, Navy SEAL buddy, I've known for like 5-6 years, started training with him 14 months ago to do methylene blue. And then he about 3 weeks ago goes, hey, your weight's the same, but you're a little puffy in the face. Did you stop taking the methylene blue? Because he's lost all this inflammation. Sean looks better than ever. He didn't look bad before. But even his fiance is like, wow, his face is skinnier, looks younger. And I said, you know, I've kind of forgotten to take it. I was only taking it like once a week. But taking it religiously every day. My workouts are better than ever. The inflammation in my face has gone down. You can see, you know, now you can see the cheekbones a lot better and stuff. Look more like, you know, Governor Tarkin from Star Wars. And it's because I'm taking ultramethylene blue. Get it. The liquid, the capsules, all of it. Go get the bovine colostrum, and they get 50% off on the methylene blue. You've seen the rave reviews. You've seen what happens to everybody that comes to the studio and takes it. This is an I forgot to have the comedian lady in here yesterday taking a crew. You got to remind me every guest that wants to take it, which I'm taking. Forgot to have Nick Fuentes take it. I'm dropping the ball here. But everybody else has had incredible effects. So good for you. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Don't wait. All right. So an update here, the Ninth Circuit ruled, yeah, Trump, when the police stand down under orders, California, and they're attacking federal buildings and, you know, killing people, can send in the National Guard, can nationalize it. Well, Trump responded just in the last hour on Truth Social. The federal government was preparing to surge to San Francisco, California, on Saturday. But friends of mine who live in the area called last night to ask me not to go forward with the surge in that the mayor, Daniel Lurie, was making substantial progress. I spoke to Mayor Lurie last night, and he asked very nicely that I give him a chance to see if he can turn it around. And already the crime's going down because they got somebody half-decent in. I told him I think he is making a mistake because we can do it much faster and remove the criminals, but the law does not permit him to remove. I told him it's an easier process if we do it, faster, stronger, and safer. But let's see how you do. The people of San Francisco have come together on fighting crime, especially since we began to take charge of what was very nasty subject. Great people like Janice Hong, Mark Benoff, and others have called saying that the future of San Francisco is great. They want to give it a shot. Therefore, we will not surge San Francisco on Saturday. Stay tuned. And that's when they go, oh, why aren't you sending troops in to Dallas? Well, when they shot up the ICE facility and all the rest of it, and because the police aren't being told to stand down and they're helping ICE, so he doesn't need to. So he's giving California a shot. We'll see what happens there. Now, let's get to this. So John Brennan, for those that don't know, was the CIA director and so much more, top Obama controller, the mastermind, all the documents and congressional hearings that have come out, that ran Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and the fake impeachments and all the persecution, the masterminding plan to spy and censor on the American people and steal elections. And so now that he is under criminal investigation and has criminal referrals from Congress, he's on television whining and crying that we would never target people politically. Why? We would never hurt people's families. Well, that's exactly what you did to my family and everybody else. The difference is we didn't do anything wrong. You guys did all this that is the racketeering, that is the terrorism, that is the harassment. And so they can't believe Comey's been indicted, or Letitia James, or John Bolton, who was working with Brennan to give Trump fake security briefings. Remember how Harry Reid said we're going to give Trump fake briefings? They did. And Bolton thought Trump would never get back in, so he bragged about giving him fake briefings. Comey bragged about illegally targeting Trump and General Flynn and everybody else. So to watch him whine and complain and claim Trump's doing to him what he did to Trump and America, when Trump's not even doing that, Trump's just following the law and criminally investigating this dirtbag. John Brennan says he's, quote, sad that this is the state of the country. Oh, yeah, that you brought us to after being referred to the DOJ for criminal prosecution by Congress. They don't care about doing things like this to destroy individuals, to go after me, to hurt me and my family and others. Unfreaking real. I mean, wow. Now, he knows he's gaslighting. He knows he did all this. But now playing victim, it's like Letitia James. I'm running to put Trump in jail. I don't know what he did, but I'm going to put him in jail. Then all the fake charges, all of it garbage, none of it real, all proven to be fraud. And now she's like, how dare you target me, you tyrant, when she ran on putting him in prison. And now she's committed all the crimes she claimed he did. That's how stupid they think you are. Like the Democrats, Republicans did the shutdown. No, you officially did it. But the average EBT person out there, they really think Trump's taking away their EBT, even though Trump's fighting to not do that, and the Democrats did it. It's called invincible ignorance. Here's John Brennan.
Well, when these things happen, I certainly get mad. I get angry. I also get sad that this is the state of our country and the state of our politics these days. The fact that, you know, individuals like a Jim Jordan are going to go after somebody. I served nearly 3.5 decades in public service, a lot involved in counterterrorism in the aftermath of 9/11. They don't care about doing things like this to destroy individuals, to go after me, to hurt me and my family and others. And so, you know, I'm saddened by what has happened. Sometimes I'm dispirited and disheartened. At the same time, I feel motivated to be able to stand up. And I'm glad that other people are standing up as well. And I see that more and more people are starting to realize what Donald Trump is all about. And so I'm hoping that the Republicans in Congress, I know it's a, you know, it's a wish that I've had for quite a while, they're really going to draw the line. And when they look at what's happened against the White House, it's so, such a vivid depiction and symbolic of what's going on to this country. But the abuse of power, the desecration of the rule of law, the fact that Donald Trump continues to do these things, why they continue to allow it, I think it's going to hurt Republicans over in the long term. And just doing this right now to be able to satisfy the whims of Donald Trump, I never thought we would face a situation like this throughout the course of my career.
And the best they've got is a whole rotting part of the White House. They admit tables are falling through the floor. There's like bats living in the attic. It's all Trump renovates. He's expanding the White House, building it up, putting in all this great stuff, planting new trees where trees died. He put up an American flag. They got mad about that. Why, look what he's doing to the White House. And then they show a backhoe tearing it up. Well, that's what you do when you demolish something and rebuild it. So that's all they got. Look, he's blowing up the White House. It's you got to be retarded to believe this stuff, but that's who their constituents are. Though they're dwindling. Now, Tucker Carlson hit something really important, part of a TPUSA turning point tour he's on, that if we don't value the unborn, if we don't value old people, if we don't value handicap, who do we value? We don't value ourselves. We have to value human life. We have to stand together on this and realize it builds our economy to take care of these people, not to flush them and get rid of them like Bill Gates said. Oh, we can hire 10 teachers and we just kill grandma. And the teachers group famously claps, talks about death panels. And then that dovetails with euthanasia is the next big step and the next big thing targeting kids. Abortion, sterilization with transgender, that's starting to fail. So now in Canada and the Netherlands and other places, they're literally making the government ward over kids and saying the government decides you're dead. Then they're pressuring other people that are handicapped to commit suicide and saying we're going to cut your benefits and your medication unless you agree to kill yourself. So that isn't even euthanasia. That's government bullying you into dying. We got a clip from parliamentary discussion of this in Canada. Let's play Tucker and then cut right to that clip. Yep. Tucker clip. It's on the list. And we talked about it for like an hour that I was going to play this clip.
I totally agree with you. But abortion is murder, obviously. And everyone knows that. And people are so into it because it's the same ritual that every civilization ever been studied has engaged in, which is human sacrifice. Obviously, why did the Incas, and it wasn't just the Incas, it was my ancestors, the Vikings, all of them, killed people in order to appease the gods and give themselves more power.
Abortion isn't ritualistic.
Are you joking? They had an abortion truck outside the Democratic Convention. While you're here, maybe you could get an abortion. No, it's the most crazed level of fanaticism I've ever seen. Like, when I was a kid, they would say, well, you know, there's probably some 12-year-old farm worker child who got raped and she's pregnant. Like, would you say to her she has to carry the baby? And I'd be like, oh, that's so sad. I can't, ugh. It makes me really sad. And like, I don't think she should have an abortion, but I get it. Now it's just like, no, abortion is the only right you have. It's all you have. You don't have the right to keep you from jabbing a needle in your arm with some unknown poison made by Pfizer. You don't have that right. You don't have the right to say what you really think. The only right you have is to murder your own kids? That's dark, dude. Listen to yourself. That's the saddest thing that could ever happen. Killing your children? The only thing in life, and I'm telling you this as a young person with the greatest sincerity, I mean this as a father of four, the only thing that matters is not your stupid job at Citibank. Trust me, it doesn't matter. All that matters is having children, and your children are all that will matter to you. I don't care what you say. I've lived it. I know that's true. And so anyone who's like, oh, just kill your children. You know, I feel like a lot of the problems, this is, I'm sorry, Brookie, to upset you. Sorry. It's my dog. I don't yell at home. But no, I think it's just grotesque. It's shocking that this happens. And everyone's like, sorry. There's nothing more entitled than a female Springer Spaniel. Sorry. Anyway, it's the saddest thing. And to hear people like, I know a million people have had abortions. I don't know one who's happy about it, you know, and they're really sad about it. And it's awful.
Because it's not something that people take joy in. It's something that people do out of necessity.
No,
I think
not.
You're out of touch if you think it's a ritualistic thing.
Of course it's a ritual. How many abortions are there in this country every year?
Yes, and it's a matter of human rights, as you said. And it's a matter...
There's no human right to kill people, dude. Sorry. In fact, killing people is the enemy of human rights. The human right is to live.
Not a person.
It's not a person. Okay, it's not a person. But everybody knows it is. It's just so dumb. It's not a person. It's like, they won't... Why don't we show a video of an abortion? And let's see if you can sit through it. And you would feel sick to your stomach. You have, oh, okay, maybe you liked it.
I grew up in a church that thought it would be...
No, I don't... I'm sorry I said that.
I'm going to come back with the rest of the clip and the clip from Canada and then talk about this.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com, become a subscriber, and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
We're gonna fight for the rights, below all the bodies of the dead, and you saved. Make the world scared. Come on, show me the sign of victory.
The sign of victory!
Sign of victory!
All right, Tucker Carlson finishing up on the Valuing Life, and then a clip out of Canada. Euthanasia is the next big thing for kids following transgenderism craze. Crippled Canadians now being pressured to be euthanized as part of routine doctor visits. This is the reality. We'll be talking more about this with Jay Dyer coming up, but this is about total dehumanization, total enslavement. Jay Dyer coming up. You're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds now. You don't want to miss this information, but it's Tucker Carlson.
They won't. Why don't we show a video of an abortion? And let's see if you can sit through it. And you would feel sick to your stomach. You have. Oh, okay, maybe you liked it.
I grew up in a church that thought it would be...
No, I don't... I'm sorry I said that. No, I'm sorry. No one wants to talk about the details, ever. And the most horrific things in life, including a lot that happens in war, including transgender surgeries, definitely including abortion, it's all couched in abstract ideological terms which are designed to prevent you from facing what's actually happening. A human being is being beheaded with a knife inside a woman. And that, if that beheading didn't take place, that would be a person, a human being, who maybe would go on to lead some screwed up life, maybe wouldn't, but it's not up to us. We don't get to kill people simply because they're in the way, period. And if you can kill children who are in the way, you can kill the elderly who are in the way, and in the end they'll be killing us who are in the way. You can't do that.
I wonder if you could just share in general terms how you would see the experience of people with disabilities raising issues or seeking public services, interacting with the healthcare system. How would you evaluate kind of how those experiences are based on what you're hearing from your members?
Well, I think in all transparency, I think in the since the bill was brought in around Track 2 MAID, which made people with disabilities the only group eligible for medical assistance in dying when they're not dying, that has certainly changed people's interaction with the healthcare system quite dramatically. People with disabilities are now very much afraid in many circumstances to show up in the healthcare system with regular health concerns because they're often made is suggested as a solution to what is considered to be intolerable suffering that happens to be caused by some of the things like that this committee addresses, like poverty and the situations that people with disabilities disproportionately find themselves in compared to other Canadians.
Okay, that's very striking, and I don't want to be accused of putting words in your mouth, but it sounds like what I'm hearing you saying is that people who have disabilities are interacting with healthcare, seeking other kinds of public services, are proactively being offered MAID when they're seeking completely different services. Is that?
That is correct. Okay. That is what I am saying.
Is that common? Are you hearing about that a lot, or is it weekly?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're hearing weekly complaints from people who live with disabilities who are seeking other kinds of services, and someone says to them, well, have you thought about MAID?
Yes.
And what do you think we should do about that as legislators? Do you think we should try to stop government officials from proposing MAID to people who are not seeking it, who are seeking other kinds of supports and services?
Well, I think the disability community has made their case to that we should repeat, and the UN CRPD committee has also affirmed that Canada should repeal Track 2 MAID completely. But I think in the interim, anything that anyone can do to limit this from being pushed on people with disabilities who are seeking support to live, would be a welcome change. Probably not something this committee can deal with, but in your individual capacity as legislators. I'm sure you can.
All right, Jay Dyer is in studio. We're about to break massive news. Share those live feeds now.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Infowars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Coming down from Tennessee to Austin, Texas, known him many, many years, decades really, and known his wife even longer. She used to have her own show back when I was on Access TV like 25 years ago. So he definitely knows what he's talking about. Best-selling author, incredible researcher. He goes right to their own documents. And I've read a lot of their books, but there's so many, I'll be honest, the books are all kind of the same, so I'm not the big expert like I used to be on the latest thing. But he's dug up books and globalist publications and textbooks that are just incredible. But the way he was breaking it down last week for just an hour when he hosted the fourth hour, I said, please come here, because we don't get enough coverage of what the globalist plan is and how it's being rolled out. Instead, we talk all day about who runs it or who's in control. And that's fine. Do that all day. But I think you should also know what the plan is, how they control you and where they're going. So this book, never heard of, Changing Images of Man, which was a top textbook used by political scientists, PhDs all over the country, written in the early 80s. Changing Images of Man, prepared by the Center for the Study of Social Policy, SRI International, with Stanford Research, which is right at the top of all of this. You wonder where the weather modification, chemtrails, it's all out of these groups. And wow, he's got it all listed here. And you read this, and it sounds like something I would say 20 years ago. No, this is from them. And then you look at how almost all of this has been implemented. Now, you read Brave New World, that's fiction, written in 32. And Huxley, before he died in 61, wrote Brave New World Revisited and said, no, this is actually our plan. And his brother ran the UN UNESCO program, Julian Huxley. So my frustration is always, we know the plan. We know it's mad scientists. We know what they're doing. And if the public ever understands that, it's game over. And we're starting to get some traction. He has another book we're going to hit in the first hour, and that's The Rothschilds, A Family Portrait by Frederick Morton. And I believe this was an authorized biography, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is what the Rothschilds want you to know about them. Because this book I have read many years ago. But the point is, this is the first hour, and then we're going to do a big overview and their quotes and documents in the second. And Jay has sent me a smorgasbord of proof from the books, from the publications, of what they have to say. So great job, Jay Dyer, jaysanalysis.com, YouTube, Jay Dyer, on X as well, Jay Dyer, author, comedian, TV presenter, known for his deep analysis of Hollywood geopolitics and culture. His graduate work focused on psychological warfare and film, and he is the author of a whole bunch of books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, and the co-creator and co-host of the television show Hollywood Decoded. He has been featured everywhere. So good to have you here. with us. I want you to be able to kind of recap what you did last week, and then go through the document, through their own statements. But just first off, 35,000 foot view, the world, where we're at, the Great Awakening, the globalist counterstriking, things are not going well for them, but in the aggregate. I mean, before we weren't getting any traction. We're getting a lot of traction, but we're kind of behind, though. But on the current wake-up curve, they're in big trouble. We need to start talking about not just exposing them, but also what would we build on the other side? How do we intellectually sell something that's different from that? You can't just oppose an ideology. When one's evil, you got to know it, understand it, dismantle it, expose it, resist it. But you also got to have a countervailing thing you're selling. That's the quickest way to actually win this. So just give me a quick overview of a big picture, what you think, and then let's plunge in to these incredible documents.
Yeah, we're at the curve, as you said, of mass awakening. It's happening, and that's great. The question is, though, what is the solution? We always hear people complaining. We hear all about what the issues are, who's running things, and that's all very essential. And one of the global elites himself, Jacques Attali, in his book, Brief History of the Future, says that there will be a Christian awakening. There's going to be a bunch of people who turn to Christianity, especially in America and in the West. He says we have to watch for that because as we put our global elite technocratic plan into place, that will wake people up.
And you have the quotes. You're going to show it all.
He says that, yeah.
So the devil knows when he moves in with pure evil, there's going to be a turning back to God.
They actually say, he says, our number one threat will be when the West and America turn to Christianity again because they're going to be left empty from the Darwinism and the nihilism. They're going to look for some answer in religion. So we have to have a prepackaged religion there for them to dupe them. That's essentially what this Changing Images of Man book is about. I didn't actually know when I read this. I've heard about it for many years. That it's largely about religion and how the global elite will need to steer religion into some kind of new age global religious
cult. Like the Pope praying over a block of ice with Schwarzenegger.
Yes, and Arnold saying, we dupe everyone with the child, we put the child with the mask and then they believe.
By the way, we have that clip, we'll get that ready a little bit later.
But he's admitting that it was like we had to lie and just use a bunch of propaganda before people believed in climate change because it's based on a lie anyway from the Club of Rome.
But how frustrating is it for you? Because I've read a bunch of these books, but nobody I know has read as many as you have, you know, other than people before you, like people that were for it, Carol Quigley, people that were against it, Anthony Sutton. It's so on record what they're doing, and then they've done it. They've done it. I mean, it's like they're in charge.
Yeah, this is about technocracy, too. And crafting a religion to go along with the technocratic implementation. And I think, again, you're right when you said all of these books are kind of the same. They all kind of say the same thing. Crisis, reaction, you know, humans are the problem, all that. This one is unique because it goes into the occult. It goes into getting people into channeling, getting into yoga, getting into all these techniques that Eastern religion and a kind of syncretist pantheism can replace Western religion to make man fit into a collective. So it's all about collectivism, retooling and deindustrializing the West, mainly through psychological warfare and social engineering. That's what the textbook is about. And it's telling the government class, the elite class, bureaucrat class, how to master these techniques to implement it. It's literally written for them. It's a systems analysis. It's a social engineering grad work. For political elites, like you said, people going into the, you know, the Kissinger chair, that kind of stuff, they would be.
And this isn't just, you know, some book. This is a PhD level textbook.
Correct. Yeah. And it goes for $2,000 on Amazon because it's really rare. You cannot find this except for that. You can find the PDF. You can't find actual copies of it. So thank God there was a young dude that just mailed me a copy. So I appreciate that. But yeah, I mean, the first page, like page one, it gets in right away to Uthant of the United Nations says, we're going to have to integrate. Create a technocratic global government, because if we don't, there'll be too many people, and that's the overriding master goal. This was written in 1982, right? So right.
And we have the HD in the computer, so we're going to pull up, or we can overhead shot of a blow up here. Yeah, there you go. Continue.
Yeah, so I do not wish to seem overdramatic, but he says, as Secretary General of the United Nations, we have only a few years before we have to disarm. And by the way, disarmament doesn't just mean getting rid of nukes. It means nobody has guns and nobody has self-defense. So basically,
and this is Pentagon back, Stanford research, and all the top universities, official textbook pushed by the government. First page, disarm the world, UN.
And depopulation. Now, it's dozens and dozens of U.S. universities and graduate schools, MIT, Harvard, all of that, Rockefeller Foundation, it's all of the universities that are sort of, you know, peak Ivy League universities. Uthon goes on to say that in order to save the environment, we must get rid of the population explosion. So right away, page five, population is the number one problem. And if we don't integrate, create a world government, we're not going to be able to stop that. But all of this is really, again, just a cloak for total technocratic control. And the book actually says that. We're going to see that in a minute. It talks about spaceship Earth. We're in a planet. We're on a giant spaceship, limited resources, kind of like Battlestar Galactica, if you remember that show, where they're all floating around. They have limited resources. They're trying to find the next Earth to repopulate. But it goes on to talk, to quote Sir Julian Huxley, who is the author of the UNESCO document, the philosophy of UNESCO, which is rebranding eugenics into biometrics. That's what that whole book is about. It's one of these texts. But he says that evolution demands that we go into this new age, that we move away from thinking about everybody having their own rights, having their own private economic exchange. All of it has to be retooled into collectivism. So basically, it's how to re-engineer man's view of himself and of the world. And the best way to do that is to create and retool a new religious fervor, a new Weltanschauungskrieg, which is just a new worldview.
And then everything comes out of it. Cut ourselves' genitals off. Yeah. Forced euthanasia, total hell.
Well, this is all the same people at Tavistock. So Tavistock's behind all that. That's the premier British think tank out of the UK, you know, all about pioneering the transhumanist movement and the transgender movement. Those all go together. But
it was crazy because I haven't read the book yet, but I was watching you read it on air. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's like, it's written because people always go, are the learned elders of Zion real, or is it a forgery to demonize Jews? You can debate that because it's written so evil, so anti-human. This is published, funded by the government, used at all the top universities, and it's written literally like Cobra Commander wrote it. I mean, it is out of the open. We're going to kill your ass. We're going to dumb you down, poison you, phase your ass out. I mean, it is certified real. Here it is.
All the NGOs, think tanks, foundations kind of working together to set up a deindustrialized post-industrial West. They talk about post-industrialism multiple times throughout the
What page are we on now? I want to keep following this.
Well, this is just in the first few pages. I'm not even to any of the quotes yet, but just within page 18 and 19, it's about a deindustrialization of the West and how education throughout the United States has to be shifted into this model of not giving children, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, that kind of stuff, but socializing them. And the only way...
So this is decades before Common Core. It says dumb them down.
Yeah, this is 1982. Yeah. So before that, back in 1982, this is, you know, Charlotte Iserbus type research, what she talks about. Same stuff here. It also cites another one of these texts that most people think is written by some of the same people out of SRI and Tavistock. Marilyn Ferguson's book, Aquarian Conspiracy, or what they call the New Age. It's not actually a conspiracy text. It's how are we going to create and dominate the ideology of the next era, the next aeon? And this, we're only like 15 pages into it. So again, that's
yeah, they know the fourth turning's coming.
Exactly. It goes on to talk about the way to do this, and this gets a little heady. This book was a lot more intellectual than I expected it to be, because most of these books actually aren't that highbrow.
It fuses a lot of ideologies.
Exactly. It talks about how to retool archetypes and images. So when you're a child, you grow up, you look at your father. Your father is the archetype, the pattern for God the Father. You know, your mother is the nurturing archetype.
And that's why they undermine with Paul Ehrlich the male father.
Male. Exactly. Yeah. Frankfurt School put out a very similar text called Authoritarian Personality. That was a study on how to destroy the patriarchal archetype to get rid of, quote, fascism. So they argue that the root of fascism is actually the father figure in the household. And that has to be destroyed through many, many decades of social engineering. And not just that, Wilhelm Reich, another one of the Frankfurt School guys, kind of a quack. Reich said that we have to have total sexual liberation. So women have to be given total feminist programming, brainwashing, all of that. So this is identical to what you get in the Frankfurt School people.
And again, even before this in the 60s, LBJ says great society to break up the black family to control them. Blacks have literally had their culture, so has everybody else, but them first, wrecked, just taking out the father figure. You take that out, they know what to hit first.
But it's also raising the woman, the female archetype, to be something like a goddess or akin to a goddess. And so this text, with many other texts, actually says promote goddess worship, promote all that kind of stuff.
Oh, the whole Rio de Janeiro thing in 92 was about worshiping the goddess.
This is about that. It's exactly the same as the Rio text in terms of the overall game plan, absolutely. But you have to retool the cultural archetypes. That's why so much of the pop culture is toxic, it's degraded, it's degenerate, is because it's retooling your idea of yourself and of the rest of society and the world. So how do we do this? Well, man has to be seen as identical to nature. Man is not above nature. He's not given a dominion mandate in Genesis by God. He's just another part of the natural process. And once he accepts that, all of his prejudices about himself being unique, being made in the image of God, having, you know, this kind of divine potential in him, that has to all be gotten rid of.
It's about removing the divine.
But also your concept of yourself and that you don't see other people as that so that they're disposable. That's right away. Man is just an ecological being. And what they mean by ecology isn't saving the environment. It's
actually. So no longer does man have dominion. We now are just all cattle, but the elite actually is the new Ubermensch. It does have dominion.
Yeah, they quote Jonas Salk, who wrote a book, Survival of the Wisest, that I've covered. And Jonas Salk's book is about the priests of power, the Darwinian priest class. They're going to be the ones that decide who lives and who dies. In fact, one of the Fabian socialists, George Bernard Shaw, said, you will come to us to decide whether or not we'll let you live. That's the attitude of what we're talking about here. The book goes on to say that early on in America in the 1980s, already most churches and synagogues are social justice organizations. So they'd already kind of co-opted and...
They're calling it social justice in 82.
Yeah.
That's a long-term plan. I'll pull that up for viewers. What page is that?
This is page 8.
I'll read a shot on that. People, see this for yourself. This is like, they're saying this.
It's, it's on page 8 right here.
And what the first popular use of social justice is like only the last 15 years.
Well, some of the Fabian socialists talked about pioneering social justice decades ago. So it kind of comes out of Marxism socialism, but you'll notice here in 1982.
Well, I mean, just popular use.
Right. So they're saying right here that churches are pretty much concerned with social justice. So this is 1982. They're saying that the religious organizations are already kind of on board with this. We don't have to worry too much about those. What we really need to do is create a kind of a new religion. It goes on, as I said, to quote Jonas Salk. Again, I know this is kind of boring for people that are not into all these.
No, it's not boring. This is the ruling class.
This is their,
ruling priesthood, technocrat, mad scientist Bible.
They, cite in this book all of the people that I've lectured through over the last several years. They cite Jonas Salk. They cite John C. Lilly, Jose Delgado. There's a whole chapter on MKUltra and applying it to religion, believe it or not.
Say that again. They're promoting CIA mind control for the general public, externalizing the system.
The entire chapter, I think it's chapter 4 here, chapter 5, is essentially, 4 and 5 are all citations of multiple MKUltra doctors. So they cite Dr. John C. Lilly, who did a lot of pioneering work with brain chips, with monkeys, dolphins, all that kind of stuff. He was a mega psychonaut, tripping balls all the time. They cite Dr. Jose Delgado multiple times, who wrote Physical Control of the Brain, one of the famous MKUltra doctors. It cites Norbert Wiener because cybernetics is a huge part of this because MKUltra turns into cybernetics and bio.
Explain what a psychonaut is.
Psychonauts are all those guys like Tim Leary and Terrence McKenna and all those guys that were, you know, doing all the hallucinogens and tapping into other entities to try to get information. And you've talked about this. People kind of laugh about it. This actually discusses, there's a chapter on that. In this book, they say, in the religion of the future that we're bringing in, we will normalize the shamanic traditions and tap into channeling entities. They actually talk about, at subconscious levels, especially with people with fractured, you know, MKUltra type fracturing, they're able to more easily tap into spiritual realities and channel these entities. So this is actually, there's a chart on it, like a freaking chart of tapping into and channeling entities.
Pull that up. It's just fascinating. Well, I can tell you, I've been around a lot of the top Pentagon people, you name it. None of them make a joke about this. They all know this. The point is, this is known. They don't want the public to know this.
Exactly. If you want to see it,
show this chart of tapping into demons.
So this one is about, this is in one of the chapters that's heavy on MKUltra. You can see here, they're talking about yoga, hypnosis, biofeedback. They're citing John C. Lilly, the guy who wrote Programming and Metaprogramming in the Human Biocomputer. He pretty much dominates this whole chapter. They're talking about Abraham Maslow, whose whole hierarchy of needs was part of MKUltra research, by the way. They're talking about esoteric wisdom, citing B.F. Skinner, the behaviorists, all that. But notice here it says, in this hierarchy of the human programming, so they view the human psyche like a computer program that you can program and alter and change with external inputs, torture, whatever. And they actually say here, the highest levels of the metaprogramming deal with contacting spiritual entities. And that's directly out of John C. Lilly's book on this, which we've lectured through. But they actually, the page before that.
This is really a grand grimoire.
In a way, yeah, but from a scientific perspective, right? Yeah. So page 126 right here, if you look at this, if you can do the overhead cam, you'll see they talk about the future religion will be essentially focused on various occult practices, perennial philosophy, and they cite the Vedas, Rosicrucians, and Theosophy. And I sometimes think that perhaps a lot of the new Indians that are gracing us in the West might also be part of this idea of the promotion of Hinduism and Theosophy, because that is the religion of the Milner, Rothschild, Fabian socialist elites. They created
and Hitler liked Theosophy.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. In fact, that's another thing that's important to realize is, like, it's very trendy to just talk about, you know, opposing Judaism and all that, which I disagree with rabbinic Judaism. I think it's a crazy cult. But this book actually says, at a broader, wider perspective, we're going to have to get rid of all notions of the biblical deity, whether Christianity, Judaism, anything to do with the Old Testament.
Yeah, they're creating a clash.
And they're saying that the deity that's presented in the Bible, Old and New Testament, gives too much credence to man.
That makes us too important.
Exactly. That's the whole point of the early chapters. And they say John Maynard Keynes was kind of the prophet of this coming era economically, because we have too much abundance. Humans have too much progress, in the West especially. This new religion has to brainwash people.
Austere.
To be, the austerity ghouls, like Tarpley.
So this is literally just training us to be slaves and think it's cool. It's enslavement, and it's the Great Reset.
They say post-industrial civilization, exactly what Klaus says. They say that probably 20 times in the book. So this is way before Klaus. I mean, this is around the time probably Klaus was getting recruited into the Harvard project that Kissinger set up.
And let's be clear, I'm guessing Klaus, you said, I bet this book's online free.
Everybody can read the PDF easily. You can go see every one of these pages.
But you missed the graphics.
Yeah, well, and also, I don't like PDFs, but the physical books are just classic. But anyway, I mean, collectivism, this is one of the funniest quotes, I thought. They cite Margaret Mead, and they say that one of the reasons that we'll have to get rid of Western ideas of having your own business and all that and promoting collectivism is because colonialism gave, so people that had tribal situations, and they run around in grass skirts and all this with spears. If you give them clothing, you're making them want stuff. So colonialism is bad because, not because it improves people's living situations, it makes them want stuff. And that's
what they do. They don't want you to have any desire so they can program the limited systems you live in.
But it's also completely retarded to say that colonialism is bad because it helps people. I mean, which it does. So,
and wouldn't you say modern globalism is an attack on Western colonialism when it built?
It is. You said it earlier. You said it's neo-feudalism. They actually say this in the book. We got to go back to the feudal attitudes of a feudal tech.
Yeah, I've read so many textbooks I forget, but I've read a couple of their textbooks 30 years ago where they say neo-feudalism with human sacrifice, occultism, paganism, and then they say it.
So the whole chapter on that.
Yeah. I want to hear about that when we come back. Jay Dyer's on fire. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder.
go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm jumping in a lot. I gotta shut up here. Jay Dyer is, you know, a great researcher, and he's here with this top globalist textbook from 82. That I think, from everything I've seen, is the most naked. And then they're just out in the open with this. And then Robert Maxwell, I forgot, because like Maxwell's dad is the publisher running the MI6 Mossad CIA human trafficking, child trafficking operation. And then one of the crew went and looked up one of the guys we're talking about who's in the book. Talking about channeling stuff from off-world aliens of a plan to set up a world government with biometrics to carry out our extermination. That's who the Pentagon and Stanford Research Institute is publishing. In fact, here you can have that too. Just I'm gonna shut up now. But you got caught up on the break of the point you were making. So,
well, no, Lilly here, John C. Lilly is cited the most in this book. He's one of the top cited authors in the text. And again, there's multiple editors and whatnot. But Robert Maxwell Publishing, is who published it. And this entire MKUltra chapter that we're talking about here is about taking all the research from Jose Delgado, John C. Lilly, who, like you said, it's not just that he was in, you know, ketamine tanks, in the float tanks, getting information from these hierarchical groups of aliens saying to depopulate. In his autobiography, Timothy Leary comes on and says at the beginning that John C. Lilly is a new Aleister Crowley. He is kind of the voice of the new aeon. And they actually say it'll be a Luciferian aeon where the Luciferian doctrines rule.
Yeah, show this particular article we just showed where he's literally, we're setting up world government with the aliens to set up a cashless society and then kill everybody. And then this is who the Pentagon is publishing, and yeah, just lay it down on the table right there. I mean, you can't, what's crazy is, this is not some schizophrenic guy on the side of the road. This is where all this comes from. Cut your son's penises off. Fentanyl, world government, in the family. I mean, these guys are out in the open.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've had bad acid trips, and you interact with things that come to you, and it really does happen. I'm not saying do it. It's not a good thing. It's a bad experience when I had it, but I guess.
Hey guys, can you put the article Thomas had at HD up for everybody so they can pull it up? So, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so this chapter goes into paradigms and worldviews and how, you know, basically humans are structured like a computer. You have the, you know, in the Freudian system, the Carl Jungian system, the unconscious, the id, the ego, superego, all of that is appropriated, as well as images that are similar from ancient religious texts, Hinduism and whatnot. And how humans don't just get this information externally, like John Locke said, or people of the Enlightenment. We already have a genetic predisposition, but we're also informed by the environment in terms of epigenetics. So the book talks about how both the inner man, the biology of the man, and his brain chemistry has to be retooled, as well as the external environmental imprinting. So they talk about controlling both aspects, the inner and the external.
Nature and nurture.
Of man, correct. And by doing this, they can retool man to create a new man. And even perhaps through mastering DNA and genetics, we can talk to aliens. And if we talk to aliens and learn how to clone and engage in genetic engineering from the information that we get from the exobiological extraterrestrial origins of life.
And you're reading that.
Page 82.
Keep going.
Yeah, right here. So it says that, and it's also talking about the things that we're going to be studying in the future. So we're going to be studying off-world life. We're going to be studying how to plant life off-world the way that the aliens perhaps planted us here. So it's panspermia is right here. And again, it's here's Jose Delgado, the most famous of, one of the most famous of the MKUltra doctors here on page 83, talking about controlling the brain. And this is coming out of the text that he wrote, Physical Control of the Mind. And these are not fringe people. These are people working at the American Psychological Association. These are people working at all the universities across the West. And the next page talks about what could this lead to, something like Brave New World or 1984. Jose Delgado again cited that the brain chips, right? And that's what he was writing about when he was writing that Physical Control of the Mind. He said these brain chips could potentially put us in a total Brave New World scenario. So this is the Priests of Power. This is the Brave New World scenario.
Let's be clear. This is given to the PhD students.
Yeah.
If they get on board, they get put in government and corporate jobs. This is literally the blueprint.
Page 92, psychedelic drugs, transcendental experiences. This will not just be kind of the 1960s counterculture experiment. This will be more and more normalized, perhaps through big pharma, things like that. And in Brave New World, you know, everybody's taking Soma. They're taking these different drugs that are, they're kind of a mix between hallucinogen and like ecstasy in Brave New World because everybody has orgies all the time. But here they're saying basically that this is the going to be central to the religion of the future. In Huxley's Doors of Perception, he says that this might even be the sacrament of the future, some kind of ecstatic, you know, LSD.
And now we see the Pentagon, everybody mainlining hallucinogens is a good thing, which it can help some people. But the problem is the way it's being directed.
Moves into talking about people probably heard about remote viewing. This is all the same people involved in Stanford Research, Stargate Project, remote viewing, Gateway Process. Those are all very similar projects connected to MKUltra explicitly, especially the Gateway Process. They talked about transcendental meditation, dissociating and achieving these higher states of consciousness. And as it says here, telepathy, clairvoyance, precognition, psychokinesis, ESP, physical bilocation. I mean, I'm not, they're not saying you can necessarily do this, but this is where they want to take things. So they're studying the occult, is what I'm trying to say. Like, people think of the occult as something retarded, it's crazy, it's what losers do. But in fact, this whole chapter is about that. They cite Hal Puthoff, they talk about people involved in channeling the Nine. This is what influenced Gene Roddenberry in Star Trek. They even cite another MKUltra, Dr. Gregory Bateson, who talked about how to capture human imagination in order to really mind control him. And things like Disney, Bell Labs, von Neumann, all of these technocrats are cited here.
It's Bell Labs that came up with the transistor, everything. Yep.
And they're part of MKUltra. This section is quoting Gregory Bateson, MKUltra doctor, talking about Bell Labs and von Neumann and cybernetics, and that we've eaten the tree of knowledge. And if we study Norbert Wiener and his cybernetic models, the feedback loops, then we can master the human domain, the human mind, and control man. And man will become essentially an automaton. Again, quotes everybody from Noam Chomsky to Jonas Salk, on and on and on. They, again, UFOs, the entities that they keep talking about in this chapter, obviously I would say they're demonic. If you read C.S. Lewis Space Trilogy Volume 3, it's about the aliens being demons. Well, this chapter is about the religion of the future is speaking to, contacting our alien creators, these entities that just happen to tell us that we got to get rid of man and we got to depopulate. And it's the opposite of the Judeo-Christian worldview. I'm not a fan of the term Judeo-Christian, but they don't care when they wrote this book. They're just basically saying anything to do with the Bible and
anything
that
Abrahamic.
Anything Abrahamic is done away with. Man has to be taken away from his attitude of being the master over the universe, the master of nature. This idea, it says, dominated Western Europe in the medieval period, and that is the opposite of the worldview that they want to inculcate, hence the value of the Eastern religions, especially, which devalue the individual and man. You're just part of the cosmic process. You don't have value as an individual. Look at the way those cultures, the way that they treat women, the way that they treat children. Sometimes they just throw them out. Those are human sacrifice cultures, and they're amenable to the depopulation Malthusian worldview that this book is all about. It's collectivism, they say.
Bottom line, the technocrats don't want anybody standing up for themselves with basic rights, so they're creating a system to make it fashionable to hate yourselves, be austere, and be replaced.
We're going to promote, they say, cosmic consciousness and the occult. Page 109, right there.
And the occult.
Yep, explicitly. And it's a planetary society. So here's a great quote here on page 117, if you can see this. It says, for the new image of man to foster a smooth transition to a benign post-industrial and eventually planetary society, it has to be absorbed into the lives of the people and the institutions of society without the disruption of that accompany most revolutions. They're saying they're going to implement a revolution. It's going to be against the entire history of Western civilization, all the way back to the ancient Greeks, to, you know, Europeans, etc. This new image of man that the book is about is a planetary society that is post-industrial. Page 117 right here. Goes on and says that, well, who's going to lead that? Who are going to be some of the key characters that would be leading this? They say that the leader of the future is a combination of a yogi and a Kamazar. That's the guru of the future.
So it's Yoda.
But a communist Yoda.
Yes.
Yeah. So communist Yoda, and then what's the religion that communist Yodas are going to push? The idea that man and God are identically the same. There's no difference between man is just a version of God or an instance of. There is no God. It's just man is God. How do we get to that collectivism, total collectivism? Man is the enemy. The new image that we'll cultivate understands that on spaceship Earth, too many people is a problem and man is the actual enemy.
And then the elite can direct the attack on man and have extermination depopulation as heroes.
We've met the enemy, and the enemy is us. And that will be the model for spaceship Earth, is that man is the enemy. Same thing that the Club of Rome said.
So literally a boot stomping on the human face forever.
Yeah, Orwell, O'Brien, exactly. So the next
This is a hyper anti-human totalitarian death cult, and I know you've got hundreds and hundreds of books in your library. I've read hundreds myself. But I know you read more than I do. How many books do you have? Because they're all basically the same. This one is just the most absolutely naked with all of it together.
Yeah, because they usually don't, like, it's, a lot of times they talk about geopolitics or they talk about the technocratic elements.
Yeah, like they'll write a book. The same guy writes one on geopolitics, then right. One on religion, and then one on, no, this is all like fused.
This talks about all areas of life, full spectrum dominance, right? That's what this book is admitting is all areas of life, not just economics, not just politics. It's all.
It sounds to me like this book is even more important than like Tragedy and Hope.
In the bigger picture, yeah. And nobody's going to read Tragedy and Hope anyway because it's
1,100 pages.
Yeah, So you know, if you look here on page 126, you'll see again. If you look, if you can see this,
yeah.
The things will be promoted. Teilhard de Chardin, who was the satanic Jesuit, who basically thought that we were all evolving into total unity. Everybody's going to become God. Freedom of philosophy from Huxley. Occult practices. Fabian socialist Arnold Toynbee, Carl Jung. They're all cited as thinkers for the new age. So basically a new occult era. And
by the way, let's bring this up. Guys, pull up leftist Pfizer shot compilations or Antifa compilations, just how crazy they look. If you look at what they're pushing and what they're bringing you with all of this, it isn't empowering humanity. It's poisoning us. We're dumb. We're ugly. The fruit of this tree is not good. And take Carl Jung. We already have these archetypes God put in us. A lot of this stuff is true, but it's how they twist it and where it's leading. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Carl Jung. I've read a lot of Carl Jung. He wrote a book called, or a treatise that's kind of a book called Aeon, A-I-O-N. And he says basically Charles Manson philosophy. He says that Jesus is Antichrist. Antichrist is Jesus. And they're necessary opposites that you have to reconcile within yourself.
Sure, I don't agree with where he went. I'm just saying there are archetypes that God gave us. These Satanists are pointing out, acting like they created it.
Well, they're appropriating Carl Jung. So they take a lot of his archetypal imagery throughout this book. I mean, images is an icon, right? Icons are imagery. And what people see image-wise, it imprints them. The MKUltra doctors call it imprinting or re-imprinting. So if you can control the images of man and what man sees, and you see here on this gradient chart here, it talks about what the images and icons will be exactly. The divine self is the highest super consciousness that we all participate in. That's the collective unconscious or consciousness. And that will be, that's what's talked about in the Vedas, the perennial philosophy. Man himself, in terms of the astral realm and the super consciousness, that's Rosicrucianism, theosophy. And then underneath that, you have these layers and these levels that get all the way down to the unconscious, dreaming man, and so forth. And that's where you can contact the entities and the demons, is this unconscious realm in their scheme. So there's a hierarchy to this, and man can learn to channel these energies, it says on the next page, 127, in order to control the human computers. And they're not saying that individuals can do this. They're saying that they're going to do this. They're going to control men. Next page is the one that talks about channeling the entities.
So this is really, again, the priest class trying to prime the public to be their slaves.
And, yeah, page 133 talks about Carl Jung's collective unconscious is very appropriate to understanding and controlling the human biocomputer. It goes on to talk about, if you want to look at page 167, there's a list of the strategies and the plan for new man, right? So the new man will be humanistic capitalism. So this is really just a kind of socialism. It says that you won't be doing economic activities that promote human growth and success, because it will be a post-materialist form of capitalism. So that's basically Fabian socialism.
The religion, and that goes back to the Carnegie thing after World War One. They wanted a post-human world. They said in competition.
No more competition is exactly what that's about. Perennial philosophy is the next section on religious attitudes of the future, where they're going to take the religion. They're going to go into traditional lore, primitive peoples. Not because they're interested in finding the truths in those religions. All religions do have truth. But they're picking out the things that will make you a collectivist. That's essentially the basics of, of this. The attitude of other people will be to get rid of territories. So notice there under part four is the ethic is no nation states, no territories, no borders. Everybody is part of the same spaceship Earth, the same human collective. And then the last section is systems theory, which is, again, after no borders, is obviously going to be collectivism. So over and over and over, most of this book just kind of repeats these same points. And it even talks about like the symbolism.
And if we put up the leftists taking their Pfizer shots or Antifa or just the average leftists, they look like their soul's been sucked out. We know this is evil.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's mad scientists, and they list all the mad scientists, and the mad scientists are the one that create the leftists with the soul sucked out.
This and the top globalists, the big banks, the big money, most of their families are totally insane now. Most of their kids commit suicide or transgender, but they've just handed it all over to the mad scientists.
Yeah, and they use that by promoting diversities and minorities. This is page 116. That's a weapon, right? So they don't care about diversity and minority. That's all just actually a weapon to retool and reshape thing. And they cite, well, the raising of the so-called minorities, they cite people from the Committee of 300, like Sir Jeffrey Vickers, social ethics and whatnot. This is all to, the oppression narrative is a weapon. So they take the people that are supposedly oppressed and they say that if we raise those people above, it's going to create equality. But actually what it is putting those people in power to then punish, you know, the Western white European peoples. And they do that on purpose. And the book talks about that because you're bad. Why did you gave clothing to a tribe and you made them want stuff. So we have to pay dearly for our reparations.
And really, they're just getting rid of one elite, replacing it with 1,000 times more evil.
Yeah. I can keep going if you want to go into
more. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, so basically it says holistic consciousness is the key. And they, by the promotion of yoga and the teachings of the Far East, this will create, on pages 96 and 97, a new scientific mysticism. We mentioned all this Stanford research, remote viewing stuff. We mentioned Bell Labs, but cybernetics and the feedback loops come into this all the time because we don't think about the way that we use social media being a cybernetic feedback loop, but that's the way it was designed. There's another book written by one of the Silicon Valley insiders, Yaron Lanier, the dude with all the dreads. And Lanier, in his book about Silicon Valley 8-9 years ago, says in the last chapter that this is a warning because Silicon Valley is a cult. He actually calls it a cult. He says that it's a cult of priests around AI, and they don't actually believe AI is conscious or that it's going to become conscious. They're going to present it as if it's a living entity or conscious, and then people will defer to it. People will kind of worship it as a silicon sage. Noah Yuval Harari, his book Homo Deus, he talks about this. He's Klaus's protege. He says that we're going to have silicon sages walking around. They're going to be the new avatar. If you watch THX 1138, you know, James Caan goes in and, Robert Ball goes in and he confesses to robot Jesus, right? People are already doing this. There's robot Jesuses in churches and, you know.
Oh, they're already replacing a bunch of it with AI.
Yeah, it's straight out of THX 1138. So what this book is talking about is putting us in that technocratic world where it's going to be religious. And this is the element that people miss, is that people are not irreligious because we live in a sort of an atheistic society. People are going to be looking for a new religion. People are turning to religion right now. There's a huge turn towards traditional Christianity across the board, but they want to have something to offer as a way to take you out of that and put you into something else that they control. That's why all of the churches, for the most part, mainline churches, they're all run by NGOs, think tanks and foundations that promote all the gay stuff, all the trans stuff. The Church of England now has a lesbian bishop. That's all by design. It's not to help minorities. It's not about love. It's literally about cutting off penises and turning everybody.
Well, it says you're guilty. Be Christ-like. Be nice to black people. They're just wearing their skin to get everybody to accept their agenda.
Yeah, it's feigned. There's a paper that a psychologist wrote called Virtuous Victimhood and the Dark Triad Traits. And it's a fascinating paper. Everybody can go read it. You don't have to read the whole thing. Just read the first 5 pages. It just tells you basically that in a society that worships and values egalitarianism, very cunning narcissistic people can figure out a way to gain traction and social traction through the highest levels of victimhood. So you present yourself as a perpetual ultimate victim. And in egalitarian societies, everybody sort of gives that traction, attention, money, etc. So it promotes the dark triad traits, narcissism, psychopathy, etc. So that in that society, those are the people that get to the top, the most narcissistic, the most cunning, the most, you know, psychopathic can get ahead in a so-called egalitarian society. And just because you're a minority doesn't mean that you can't have those traits. So very cunning people can gain traction and gain power in a society based around egalitarianism, which means basically.
But really, they're just front people.
They're fronts, and egalitarianism is false, and everybody knows it's false.
Amazing. And again, the name of the book, people can find it online, read it for free.
Changing Images of Man, prepared by the Center for Study of Social Policy, SRI International. It's system science, and it tells you at the bottom, it says explorations of world order. So this is what it's all about. So grad-level people, Kissinger-level people, this is their kind of textbook. They're not reading Oprah's book list. They're reading this kind of stuff.
Which is fusing all this together, and you can read what was written in 82 40-something years ago, and it's all happened.
Most of this has. I mean, we already have, as you said, push for a world religion with a few years ago, the papacy had instituted the Abu Dhabi Faith Center, which was a giant complex dedicated to Muslims, Christians, and Jews kind of all worshiping together in this big three building complex as if it's the same deity. You also have the Vatican II texts like Nostra Aetate and Lumen Gentium 16 promoting the idea that all the religions have a common path to God. Pope Francis said it very clearly. All religions lead to the same end. So this is perennialism. This is syncretism, right? And this book is saying perennialism, and it's saying that the leaders of the future, including the papacy, including people in Protestant and Orthodox churches as well, they fall for this. They promote the idea that all the religions lead to God. It's all the same stuff at the end of the day. But that's a tool of globalism. The Rockefellers wrote a book, David Rockefeller wrote a book, Memoirs, and then Collier and Horowitz wrote an authorized biography where there's a whole chapter on the Rockefellers creating the World Council of Churches movement.
Hold on, let's do the fourth hour here and finish up with that, and then I want to get into all these other documents and quotes and texts you sent me.
Sure.
So this is really important. Jay Dyer, where's the best place for people to find your work?
Yeah, you can follow me on X under my name, Jay Dyer. You can follow me on YouTube, Jay Dyer as well. And, you know, we have these open discussions and we cover these topics, these books all the time. So if you want to get a real education, not the brainwashed, system, state school system, but a real education from these actual texts, follow my stuff.
Absolutely. Critical to the future of humanity. And hey, probably the last time you'll be here. It's finally happening. They are very close. That's why they don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. That's for the Alex Jones Network. Everything we're doing, the very best supplements, widest selection of paper apparel. We need your support now. And if you're not taking it serious now, in a week or so, we can shut down, whenever it is. Just remember that and support us and find us there. We went to number one on the news app 3 weeks ago on Apple at AlexJonesApp.com. Last night they launched, Bigley, our sponsor, launched the Droid. It's shooting up to number one right now. TheAlexJonesApp.com. Get that for free and share it with everybody right now. Let's send it to number one so all these new people see, well, that's number one. Let me see what that's about. And they hear Jay Dyer, what he's about to cover. Also, we have the very best bovine colostrum that is such an incredible superfood. We have a private label, the top-selling brand. You can get it discounted right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and all other supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of it is 50% off for a limited time, and that makes this all possible, and this great crew and everything we do here, fighting the New World Order and winning. So take action now. I only sell products that really work. If you don't get our bovine colostrum, or if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, you are crazy. These things are so good for you, so amazing, and they are fighting the Second American Revolution worldwide, 1776 2.0. The coordinates of liberty. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number four with Jay Dyer is just 2 minutes away. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal.
or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
In studio, he's going to get into this whole lecture he's about to do the next hour. Global Text, a survey of the top 10 text and quotes, top globalist publications in their own words. Follow him at J_DOO7 or 007. But Jay, just your overall view of InfoWars receiver greenlit by the state court last night to shut us down. They gave us 5-day notice. They could be in here as early as 5 days from now to shut us down. What's going to happen when that happens? I mean, this is quite a thing.
I think it will vindicate a lot of the things that you've been talking about. I mean, you don't shut down stuff unless you need to shut them down because they're saying true things. So that kind of persecution, that kind of, demonetization, I had the same thing happen with me. I had, you know, my whole website deleted the very hour that Alex was taken down from everything back in 2018. So I know exactly what it is to, you know, experience that. That was my main means of income at the time. I got demonetized on YouTube at the same time as well, over the T word, the trans word. So I know what that's like. And it's, you know, people act like, you know, if you're persecuted or something like that, like, well, who's the most persecuted? Well, everybody who's tried to talk about these topics for the most part has been persecuted. So you have to survive as best you can. But I think it's a testament to the success actually of Alex that they had to resort to this. And it was such kind of a silly, subject matter to hyper focus on, which shows you, I think, that they'll just find anything they can to try to take somebody or take something down. So I think that Alex is going to come out of this, probably 2 times more popular. It'll be everywhere. People will know that it was shut down eventually. Alex wasn't exaggerating for the last couple of years of the legal issues, that it was real. And, again, everybody will come out of this, listening to Alex more. It will just put a seal of approval on the whole message that he's had for all these years. I remember hearing Alex for the first time back in 2003. I saw a clip of him on some random website talking about Skull and Bones and talking about the CIA. And I never heard of this connection between Yale and Skull and Bones. And what does this matter? Well, it turns out a lot of the people, again, that are, you know, getting into these kinds of higher level graduate studies as part of the bureaucracy class or part of the governmental class, they're studying all this stuff that Alex was talking about 20, 25, 30 years ago. So I came at Alex's information with a degree of skepticism. I knew about the New World Order, but here he is back then talking about the elite intelligence agency, Skull and Bones. And then that led me to, you know, all of his 9/11 research, the work to do with Burmese. Shout out to Jason Burmese, great guy as well. And then Richard Grove and all that information. And it's all there. It's just people don't really, I think, want to take the time to read books. We're in an era where I think a very small portion of the population actually reads anything. People just rely on the reels. And I think the reels and the TikTok stuff was rolled out on purpose to destroy everybody's attention spans. And you're really just cheating yourself if you don't decide to read and be educated. But Alex always listed all these books, and I did the homework and went and read them, and he was spot on. Everything he said was, for the most part, 98% true. So, again, it's going to be a huge victory, even though it sounds like a defeat. Most of the time, these things end up being victories. The system still operates in this sort of old boomer mindset where, oh, if you just shut somebody down, they're done, and we can censor them and they'll go away. It doesn't really work that way. It's Streisand effect. It's going to make people look at the information 10 times more intently. Even if they don't read the books, they'll at least listen to people talking about the books. That's kind of what we do, is focus on doing your homework for you. So I'm just, in a way, I don't mean this in a shitty way or a rude way, but I think Alex will come out of this 10 times bigger. So it's a testament to Alex's success that they're going to shut down InfoWars. Not that I want it to happen, but you know, I've been listening since 2003. So 22 years of Alex Jones, but you're going to keep going on. You've got backup.
Absolutely. But it really comes down to the listeners. It's not me. It's the guest. It's the crew. It's everything we've done. It's been everybody. You're the InfoWar. The crew's the InfoWar. The viewers are the InfoWar. If they decide to, you know, really carry the ball, this will backfire on the enemy, which is happening everywhere. Imagine the globalist nightmare now. They thought 10 years ago, wrote all these articles, we got to stop Jones or we'll go down. Now they got all these other people totally awake. They're bigger than I am. So it's not going too well for them. In fact, let's talk about that when we come back.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, one of the top researchers on the New World Order Global System, Jay Dyer, best-selling author, is with us for the rest of the hour at jaysanalysis.com. I didn't ask. Did you get scheduled on Harrison today?
I don't know.
I knew when you were coming to town, I asked him. We should find 4 p.m., you're on. You good for that?
Okay.
All right, you've been drafted. You good for that?
All right, let's do it.
We'll eat some lunch after this if you're hungry. So, I asked you this an hour and 10 minutes ago, or 6 minutes ago, the start of the interview. Just, you know, the globalists are in trouble. All the top comedians, all the top podcasters are anti-globalists now. The whole world's, you know, electing populists. The education curve, the awakening curve is exponential. But we can't be too confident, because what are we promoting instead of the globalist model? And what do you make of the fact that they thought in the Financial Times of London, New York Times, 8, 9, 10 years ago, Jones is patient zero. If we don't stop him, this will overturn our globalist system, while they'd separately be on CNN saying globalism doesn't exist. Now, how do you think they feel with the fact that Elon Musk sounds just like me, or the list goes on and on? I mean, they've really failed so far.
Yeah, they can't stop the awakening. And like you said, comedian wise, I mean, you know, everybody that I can think of that's actually funny or well known out there basically says what you say, right? I mean, Sam Hyde knows all this stuff. One of the best comedians out there. I write for the Sam Hyde Show, by the way. Go check it out. Theo Vaughn, super funny dude. He knows all this stuff, talks about this stuff now. You know, Tim Dillon.
Hell, Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan, all the top comedians out there basically are on board. And that's a dangerous thing to have, is because they really influence culture, right? I mean, in a way that people overlook. All the talk show hosts, yeah, it's weird to see even, you know, mainline people kind of saying this kind of stuff now. But that's a testament to...
Oh, I mean, even Cuomo tries to act like us now.
I know, right?
and Bill Maher.
Yep. They're forced to. I mean, because the audience isn't there if you don't move in the direction of what, you know, the Overton window is shifting in this direction. So you've moved the Overton window.
That's we have together, but so what do they do now?
Well, now they have to engage in some kind of activity that is what these global elite books call shocks to the system. So
a new virus, a cyber attack.
Something like that. Yeah, they're definitely ramping up the racial stuff. I think they want a civil war. We've covered that movie, you know, Civil War, the recent propaganda film. There was the Obama film about
Leaving Forever.
Yeah, exactly. Those are about the collapse of America, and that's telling us propaganda-wise what they want to do. The movies are all made in consultation with the Pentagon and CIA, too. So the propaganda comes out telling you, preparing you for what they want to do. So they want to break up the country, destroy the West in that way. And they also have to get the population of white Western European people down. They have to do that because those are the people in their studies that are going to stand against these kinds of collectivist ideas. It's, you know,
They talk about it.
They talk about
it.
They talk about Scottish people, myself, I'm Scottish, who have this sort of crazy self-will.
Yeah, talk about that. It pops up in their text so much about Scots. Is that some weird British Empire thing, or what is it?
Partly, yeah. I mean, think about William Wallace. Think about the whole, you know, Mel Gibson makes Braveheart, because this is a testament to the standing against the tyrannical king, the tyrannical power at a local level. And, you know, I'm pretty much 100% Scottish. I have part, some English in me as well, but I come from...
By the way, that was talked about, though, the history is like the Texas Revolution was basically Scottish, was the main group. But the point is it keeps popping up.
Yeah, Scotch, Irish, etc.
The Irish, some too. Yeah.
They have that gene, or they have this sort of drive that is very dangerous, I think, to the system. So that has to be targeted and destroyed. Even the British, corrupt British elites seem to understand that centuries ago.
And before that, it was the Britons that the Romans couldn't capture either. It was kind of the whole Gaelic, Celtic thing is a big problem.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that we have that genetic download in our, in ourselves, in our, from our ancestors. You talk about that quite a bit, right? Activating that programming from your genetic memories, your ancestors. I think that's all real. This book actually talks quite a bit about genetics and the power that we have in our bloodlines. The elite are all about studying bloodlines. Some of the books talk about it explicitly.
I woke up at like 3:30 in the morning and to take a piss, and my cell phone was again off in the bathroom, and this happened, and I walk in there and God says, pick up that phone. And I literally went and like looked into it and saw the exact minute, turned the phone on, and right as it turns on, it's the exact minute and flips the next minute. But I literally, it was like God just, it wasn't me, it was God, but it happens all the time. It was like a little thing God shows me. And I only do it when God tells me to. And it was literally, it's always the same. But I literally looked into the phone and digitally saw the number as I was turning it on.
Last time I was here in studio, you were talking about dreams that you're having, these sort of prophetic dreams that
you
saw, you know, crazy events happening. Everybody has this because we're not just physical beings. We have a spirit. We have that potentiality to experience those things at higher levels. And that book is actually talking about this. So in order to talk about answers and solutions, you said earlier, talk about what the solutions are.
Yeah, we can't just oppose their system. What do we do?
Well, I'm a huge proponent of Orthodox Christianity. Orthodox Christianity believes in the potentiality of man, not on his own, but through divine grace, to actually achieve the types of things that this book is talking about in an occult way, but in a real way. So the real experience, the direct experience of God, is what Orthodox Christianity is all about. And again, remember in Jacques Attali's book, Brief History of the Future, he says, H.G. Wells says, in Shape of Things to Come, there will be these reactions in these revolutionaries that they're calling us the counter-revolutionaries, I should say. They will have to be destroyed. In fact, one of the H.G. Wells quotes says that millions of people are going to die opposing the New World Order, but it's all necessary. So
who's the one that told the Senate there'll be a lot of gallant, wonderful people that seem well, they'll have to die for the New World Order to succeed?
I think, and then in Shape of Things to Come, like there's a nationalist leader that rises.
They had to come attack him.
Yeah. So
with planes that look like B-2 bombs.
Yeah, exactly. He predicted, you know, years before World War II, Shape of Things to Come has all this World War II imagery in it.
And atomic bombs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wrote about that decades earlier. A lot of times fiction, that ties into this predictive thing. It can be prophetic. Dostoevsky wrote novels predicting millions of skulls that the communists would create to bring in their socialist revolution. He wrote that in Demons decades before Bolshevik Revolution, before Stalin, all that. So fiction is an example of being prophetic. It can be from a demonic influence, and it can also be from a divine influence. So Orthodox Christianity, I think, is the solution. We've helped tens of thousands of young dudes convert to Orthodoxy out of Protestantism, out of Rome. I think that's where...
How did you start out religiously?
I was raised Baptist, and not super serious, but...
What got you into, Russian or Greek Orthodox, or same thing?
Well, they're all kind of the same in terms of the faith. It's just the different nation groups and sections or jurisdictions of it. But it's the same confession. It's the same confession of Christianity the first 1,000 years. Even the Pope admitted, Pope Ratzinger admitted in one of his books that Orthodox Christianity is the Christianity of the first 1,000 years. And Rome is really the one that kind of deviated, got really political. But I mean, guys are getting into Orthodox churches and like actually getting healing and becoming dads, getting wives, and a lot of the political messaging out there, which is true, it's not actually helping dudes. And the only way we're going to have a future is if young guys.
Well, I do see Orthodox leaders. We had the Patriarch of Canada on a while back. I see them all over the world. They're talking about the New World Order, the globalists, point blank, like, you know.
No, I mean, most of the Orthodox bishops and priests I know are about to have a conference in November of a bishop coming in to talk about all this stuff. So, yeah. You want to come to the Palm Coast, Florida? We have a conference November 20th, 21st at my church down there. You can get tickets on my Twitter. We'll be talking about all of this, many clerics. I don't know. All the Orthodox clerics I know are well aware of the New World Order. And that's because many, for example, Russian Orthodox people were persecuted by the Bolsheviks, by the atheists. So they know what it is to go through that. There's a guy in Houston who is a Romanian Orthodox priest, Father Julian, and he was imprisoned by the communists, by Ceausescu and all them. So yeah, they know it firsthand. So they say what you're going through in America is what we had. You're getting in America what we had. So that's how they.
That's where hate speech, all that comes out of the communists.
Yeah. And communism, socialism is the same thing. So you don't get lost in all the weeds of is it this one or that one. It's the same technocratic thing. Might have a different flavor, might have a different emphasis, but it's all the same stuff as what's in this book. This book is about collectivism, socialism.
So how'd you discover Orthodox Christianity?
Well, I was a Roman Catholic for many, many years in my 20s, and there was a lot of contradictions in the Vatican teaching that eventually I read. You read the Vatican documents, Vatican I and Vatican II, you compare the two. The popes before Vatican II were saying all kinds of traditional stuff, like you got to have Christian leaders, you got to have Christian principles in government. And then that changes after Vatican II, becomes heavily liberalized. Majority of the Roman Catholic priests now, especially in the West, are openly gay. Many of them are, promoting all kinds of stuff that the Vatican has pretty much conceded to. I mean, they just had a gay procession in the Vatican about a month ago. So, all of the churches, as you pointed out, many of them, they're co-opted. So I was interested in a church that was ancient, that was traditional, and wasn't at least universally co-opted. So, unlike the papacy, where the church is kind of built on one dude, Orthodoxy is decentralized. And I think a lot of people they don't understand that. They think, well, aren't there bad patriarchs? Aren't there bad bishops? Yeah, that's everywhere. But it's a decentralized firewall system, so you can't destroy the whole thing by capturing one dude. So anyway, I got into that about 10 years ago, and I haven't regretted it or looked back.
Now, getting into this, global elite text. Let's talk about this. This is our second little lecture. We'll get going now.
Yeah, I mean, one thing you could start with is...
You want this? I'll give you the thing you go through.
One thing that is relevant, this is not one of the texts, but I did bring a biography of the Rothschild. You said
you started your lecture last week that was only like 45 minutes long with the Israel thing, and because I see it as people only learning about globalism, the New World Order, through Israel or Jews. We're not taking away from like wanting to know about that, but it also becomes a limiting issue.
It is, because it's bigger than that, right? Changing image as a man is the bigger picture saying... we don't really care about Old Testament Judaism. We don't really care about Israel. I mean, again, it's a lot of theosophy. And
well, look at how the left is totally on board against Israel. And I'm not saying Israel doesn't deserve some of it. I'm saying this is a sick coalition. There's something bigger here.
Yeah, well, the text, like theosophy, which influenced the Third Reich, which influenced most of the socialists out there in the world today, theosophy is opposed to anything to do with Yahweh, anything to do with the Bible, anything to do with the Old Testament. So when we come to the founding of the nation state of Israel, it is true that Edmund Rothschild was an operative who had a code name, and his code name was to be a secret benefactor.
Well, this wasn't written by Adolf Hitler or something. This is written by the Rothschilds. This is their authorized biography.
The authorized biography is by, I think it was Morton, was the guy's name.
Yeah.
Frederick Morton, a 1962 text. It's just a mainline biography. It's not a conspiracy text. But it's talking about how Baron Edmund de Rothschild had a plan to purchase a lot of tracts of land decades before there was a political Zionist movement. So this was in the late 1800s. Moses Hess is another one of these characters who wrote a book. He's the founder of Utopian Socialism, and he wrote a book called Roman Jerusalem. And it's all about the New World Order, but it's just kind of like, we want a New World Order with this kind of Zionist flavor. These guys are saying, well, we want a New World Order with kind of a theosophy, New Age flavor. It's the same stuff.
And China wants one, but they want them to run
exactly. They have a 100-year plan.
So it's like the ring. Everybody wants the ring, but it's still the same ring.
Yeah, but again, like it's a little more complex than just saying, oh, it's all the Jews, because you can't have all the Jews. They didn't run the papacy when the papacy decided to print the Talmud. The Talmud was printed by Leo X in the time of Martin Luther. That's the Pope who was the patron of that. usury used to be illegal until the papacy decided that usury is not illegal anymore. It's not a mortal sin anymore. There's a famous Roman Catholic named Michael Hoffman who wrote a book called Usury, the Sin That Was Not, that was and now is not. So the if you believe that Jews run everything, it could only have happened if the papacy conceded all that power in the West and allowed and committed the support of Judaism to do these things. Furthermore, there wouldn't be a nation state of Israel if there wasn't World War II, the Havara Agreement, and if Hitler wasn't promoting remigration of Jews. And so there's books written about the collaboration between Nazis and Zionists. This is a historic fact. But that's all too complex. Everybody just wants it to be all black and white. So are you going to choose theosophy or are you going to choose Judaism? Well, what if I don't want either one of those? What if it's a false dialectic? What if they're both wrong? What if the Middle East should be a Christian place? It was at one time. There was a Christian kingdom. It was part of Byzantium.
Yeah, why aren't we talking about expanding instead of just being on the defense?
Yeah, so I've been to Rothschild. The reason I'm bringing it up is that this is the history of it. He bought tracts of land from a sultan. So now, wait a minute. Is it the sultan's fault too? Right? I mean, the sultan's the one selling the land to the Rothschilds. So if a Turkish sultan sells the land, then he's also part of the problem. They wanted to buy the Western Wall and so forth, but they weren't successful at that time. So this is before political Zionism. They had a long-term plan. Moses Hess in his book talks about how in the 1860s, the Rothschilds were already planning and promoting the idea of the building of the temple. And this is because they believed, I'm talking about Hess, Herzl, Weizmann, they believed that the nation state of Israel would be a new world order for the Jews. It would be the place that would control the world from their perspective and save the world because they didn't believe in an actual Messiah. These were more atheistic socialist Jews that believed that the race of Jews and that Judaism itself could be a kind of beacon to the nations to promote socialism and communism. And I'm not for that. I'm saying that that was their attitude. And in 1862, Moses Hess wrote a book and said, we will, because of the funding and the support of the Rothschilds, who have devoted their energy and capital to the rebuilding of the holy city and the temple. So this was planned a long time ago in a political way. Now, to get into more relevant, more recent texts in the sense of like the last century, there's a great text here called Tragedy and Hope. I'm not going to spend too much time on this because if you go to my channel, I have a lecture through the entirety of the book. It's 8 lectures. It's been there for 10 years. This is Bill Clinton's mentor. He's a Georgetown professor. He wrote texts from the CFR archives. That's the Council on Foreign Relations that was founded in the 1920s by the Rockefellers. It's to mirror the Royal Institute for International Affairs, Chatham House, et cetera, a model of roundtable groups that would be steering committees to run the world order. They're essentially Fabian socialists, but you'll notice if you understand the Fabian socialist model and that Lord Rothschild was promoting Fabian socialism and theosophy through Lord Milner, through this model, that's not different than this. It's the same socialist model. It's just different flavors. Is it going to be more of a British imperial flavor, more of a Zionist flavor, more of a Chinese flavor? Everybody has a sort of global order model. So there's competing global order models. But Tragedy and Hope mentions that the banking elite in the West and an industrial elite as well essentially planned the two world wars. First of all, World War I was about creating the League of Nations. So as you note, a lot of these texts talk about creating forms of global governance. Well, the League of Nations was the first attempt at that, and it wasn't very successful because there was a lot of U.S. backlash, a lot of senators, congressmen in the U.S. opposed the idea of the League of Nations. The papacy, by the way, under Benedict XV, supported the League of Nations. That's in J.N.D. Kelly's Oxford History of the Popes. But the banking elite decided that, okay, well, if this isn't going to work with this World War I scenario, we need another giant global conflict. And Michael Hoffman has a book that's also good on Hitler as a destroyer of Europe, destroyer of millions of European, and eventually when he goes against the Russians, millions of Russians died. So I don't see Hitler as this hero figure or the savior figure. He believed in Malthusian depopulation views. He believed in many of his elite believed in satanic stuff like Himmler.
Well, I mean, Milner didn't particularly, they envisioned a Hitler character after World War I to build it up to launch another war later.
Yeah, that's what Quigley's basically saying about World War II. And in the book, there's a whole chapter called the Dual Appeasement Plan, where the British elites were meeting with Hitler regularly through Ribbentrop. They had a conduit there. They were bringing Ribbentrop into these secret Astor Cliveden set meetings, and they were saying, we're not going to oppose you when you go into Czechoslovakia, when you go into Poland. So they were telling Hitler one thing, but they were telling the public another thing. So,
and that's Neville Chamberlain, and that's why later, once the war fully starts, the Vice Führer, Rudolf Hess, flies, parachutes out of the palace with the secret peace treaty.
Because they had duped him. Yeah. They thought we've got people on your side. It was, you know, like a QAnon type of thing.
Well, they were going to put Edward VIII on the throne of the
EU.
Who
was a Nazi, right?
Yep. That's the King of England, by the way.
Yeah. And all of that was ended up being a double cross. So I think they used...
And again, British intelligence even used the king to double cross him.
Yeah, they double crossed Hitler, telling him that they would support him. And the Bank of England, as we'll see in a second here, that's who funded...
That'd be a triple cross, too, because they said we're secretly going to double cross. Then they triple crossed.
Yeah. Well, look at this. It says... This is quickly saying, as he's reading the CFR archives, he says... He's talking about the right-wing John Birch Society view. He says that they don't really have it all right. They think it's a lot of communists and people in Moscow and stuff like that. It's not really communists in Moscow. He says this myth, like all fables, does have some truth to it. There does exist and has existed for many generations an international Anglophile network, and that doesn't mean white people. It's talking about this elite network of
British royalty
as well as the Rothschilds, too.
The British nobility.
Yes. They are very very radical, and it says that the right believes it is communist. In fact, this network we identify as the Roundtable Groups. It has no aversion to cooperating with communists, and this is why people get confused, or with any other groups, and that includes fascists or monarchists. It doesn't matter. They could collaborate with whoever. It frequently does so. I know of the operations of this network because I have studied it for 20 years, and I was permitted for 2 years in the 60s to examine its papers and its secret records. That's why that book is unique. Now, every time I quote this, I get these idiots who say, well, are you a fan of Carol Quigley? Why are you promoting Carol Quigley? I'm not promoting him. I'm citing his book because I disagree with him. I mean, you can read people that you disagree with.
This is Bill Clinton's mentor, top political scientist, who says, I believe the world needs to know this. He writes a 1,300-page book or whatever it is, explaining that we should all adopt this.
Yeah, he says, I have no aversion to their plans. That's Quigley quote. He's not a critic of it. He's a promoter of it. He thinks this is the best hope for the world. Roundtable groups have already been mentioned in this book several times in connection with the British Commonwealth. That was Lord Curtis's plan for global government. He says it's all the same plan. In America, this is the Eastern Seaboard establishment, he says, and they're not totally secret. They're semi-secret. The roundtable groups were semi-secret discussion forums, lobbying groups organized by Lord Curtis, Philip Kerr. And he goes on to talk about Lord Milner, Lord Stead, all these different... And
Winston Churchill, who was half American in his three-part series, History of the English-Speaking Peoples, it promotes all this, too. Mm-hmm. Have you read the last book in there? It basically promotes all this.
I've not seen that, no. So let's look at some of the elite families that he lists. This is page 52 early on in the text. We're going to go back a little bit. This is Quigley and Hitler goaded to attack. Again, there's a whole chapter called Dual Appeasement, Dual Strategy that covers the whole double cross of Hitler stuff. But on page 52, it says this influence and this prestige throughout universities, et cetera, the names of these banking families are those familiar to all of us and should be more so. The Barings, the Lazards, the Erlanger, the Warburgs, the Schroeders, the Seligman, the Spires, Mirabeau, that's the French, Mallet, Food, Rothschild, Morgan. So it's not just one group of people. Some of those bankers are Catholic. Some of them are Jewish. Some of them are Protestant.
And Time Magazine had him as a great guy, man of the year.
Yeah, they were promoting him in America because they were part of the same network and they wanted the war. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like you don't get a giant world war without decades of planning. People think that wars just happen. Oh, it's just war. No, wars happen because they're planned years ahead of time.
And the globalist intelligence agencies had infiltrated all the Nazis. And they had their Enigma machines very early. It was all, they didn't control Hitler, but they had him set up.
Yeah, he was a pawn. He was a dupe.
Yeah, Hitler was a loser. Hitler was a dupe. Not some, you know, champion. We'll be right back.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew. and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our Ultra Methylene Blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultra Methylene Blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me.
I know you can see me. Now here's a surprise. You have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles.
And everybody can see for miles and miles, and my job is getting people to understand that. You don't have to just react with stimuli and be a jellyfish. You have to choose to be conscious. So, Jabe, continuing through these key documents of the New World Order, books published by their top people admitting it all, again, for me, it's so frustrating to know all this and then to be telling people about this. And then instead, either people say, oh, well, you know about it because you're one of them, or they just ignore the fact that we predicted it. it's like people say, how did you know we'd be 6 feet apart 15 years before? And, you know, how did you know that there'd be lockdowns? They said it in all these UN and Rockefeller documents, like lockstep. It's like, my frustration is it's right here. It's like people keep asking how we know all this, and they'll take little clips out where I don't describe why. They just show where I predict it, and then everybody freaks out about it. It's that weird esoteric thing. Like, if you tell them how you know, nobody cares. But if they don't say how you knew, everybody freaks out. It's weird. It's like a treasure hunt. It's Gnostic. It's esoteric.
Maybe you need a, you know, if you had a, like your own QAnon or something, it would have been more, like they'd be more interested in decoding it. But it's too easy if it's out there in the open, right? So, I mean, the guy that wrote Changing Images of Man, this Willis Harmon, one of the writers, he wrote another book that you mentioned when you were talking to me. It's called Millennium, right around the same time. And that's, there's a chapter on the future of work, and he talks about essential and non-essential workers. So they had that planned all the way back in the early 80s, too, that there would be people in the future that would be deemed non-essential.
And it's all social justice warriors, non-essential workers, the ending the family. Well, we've got Paul Ehrlich in the late 70s and 80s all over TV saying all the images of men and father figures will now be weak. We got to destroy the father for depopulation. Back then, they were even, there was a time in the 60s and 70s before there was a backlash. They kind of admitted it all.
Mm-hmm.
Like State Department Memorandum 7277, now they're going to take our guns, the police guns, and have a UN force. So they're kind of open for a while, then they pull back. Was that because of like Barry Goldwater or Reagan or the Church Committee, or what was it?
Could be. I mean, yeah, there's Reese Committee also earlier than that, investigating all the same stuff, the foundation.
So what are they going to do now that there's such an awakening, before you get back to the documents?
It has to be some kind of
crisis.
Big crisis, yeah. I mean, every global elite text talks about, we're in a crisis. The crisis is overpopulation, nuclear technology, people have guns, you know, there's too much business and progress. Like, all of that is the crisis. So usually what happens is future shock or shocks to the system, where they bring in some catalyzing event or some high profile event or some idea that they inculcate, that's intended to create so much chaos or so much.
And the UN said for decades, we'll use a virus as the main thing.
They did, and then they rolled that out. So, I mean, we could get economic collapse because, yeah, I don't think we can fix, you know, the Federal Reserve without just getting some kind of, like, hard currency.
Bottom line, the old system's coming to an end. They need a crisis to bring in their news. So let me ask this real quick.
Yep.
Peter Thiel, I haven't gone and seen his Antichrist lecture. I've tried to get tickets that sold out. But I've read what he says about it. He's like, there'll be these crises and disorder, and the Antichrist will promise order. And he's all about stagnancy in technology. He says be laissez-faire and grow. What do you make of what he's saying and doing?
So, I mean, giving him the benefit of the doubt, he seems to be interested in Christianity, moving in the direction of Christianity, giving a more negative appraisal. He's influenced by technocratic ideas that, you know, with Palantir and things like that. I read his book, Zero to One, and there's a whole chapter where he talks about Palantir basically being something given to the NSA to track and trace. You know, it has a location in Israel. So I think there's a lot of danger there. Whether he's really moving in the direction of Christianity is up to, you know, I want to hope for the best, but
the worst one it came from. His parents were like super Protestant hyper.
Yeah, right. Well, the lecture seems to be kind of taking the ideas of Christianity, and I've only seen clips, so if I haven't seen the whole thing, but when he was talking to that journalist, when they were interviewing him about Antichrist, and he was saying partial truths.
Thessalonians?
Well, he was saying that Antichrist is going to be collectivist, and so you need to promote classical liberal ideas. And I mean, in a basic sense, that's kind of true. But again, the danger is that a lot of technocrats, people like that, they want to appropriate some of the Christian ideas and turn them into transhumanist ideas. So I think that I'd like to see Peter Thiel move away from transhumanism, which he's seems to be a proponent of, if he wants to get into Christianity. So, but I don't know his motives personally.
Me neither, but we should certainly have a larger debate about what is the Antichrist.
I think there's going to be a single human figure that will be the final Antichrist. I mean, that's pretty much.
But there are many Antichrists.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Orthodox Church believes Hitler was an Antichrist, just like Napoleon was an Antichrist. He was motivated to move and to fight against Russia. Because Russia was one of the bastions of Christianity at that time, and that's where we get the Ukraine in its, you know, neo-Nazi form today as part of that attempt to carve away.
Well, Rob Reiner got asked last year, we put himself in a mental institution. He said, why do you hate Russia so much? He goes, well, they're Christian now. They loved it when it was run by the left.
Well, they don't want any Christian nation state. I mean, Trajan Hope says on the first 100 pages that, like, that's whether it's Catholic nation state, Austro-Hungarian Empire, or whether it's Russia being Orthodox Christian, that has to all be destroyed to bring in the New World Order. I mean,
and that's paradoxical. The average Catholic I know is super engaged against evil, really smart, nice, good people. Then you actually read Catholic elite doctrine out of the papacy. It's literal New World Order Satanism. And then I know Catholics are freaked out by that, like Mel Gibson and people, and trying to keep the classical thing going. You used to be a Catholic, went into Orthodox. It's, you know, you see it as older and pure. But how do you deal with that when church leadership's bad, but then the people in the church are good? So it's very paradoxical.
There's a symbiotic relationship, a kind of abuse relationship that goes on, where you keep defending the system that you think is the answer, and then you realize the people that are running it are actually the ones that are your enemy and the ones that hate you. So if you're, say, a Roman Catholic and you're devoted to that, you're trying to get people into Catholicism, and you think that the enemy is outside and it's people like me or somebody else arguing or debating with you. But then you realize at the end of the day, well, why does the guy that I'm defending, the grand poobah of this system, he keeps doing the things against me? So there's a Stockholm, syndrome abuse relationship that goes on there in that system.
Now, why do you think in the last years of Biden, obsessive compulsive attacks on traditional Catholics, and then never a word from the papacy about that?
Well, they hate the actual Catholics. That's the thing. It's like, just like the same in the, you know, the Orthodox Church, we have the ecumenical patriarchate who is as bad as the Pope. And part of this whole world religion situation, I mean, I think they actually hate the people that they, quote, serve. So they view it in a very elitist way. It's kind of sad because you're not going to get help from an organization that's already adopted Marxism socialism. If you read, there's a Vatican II document about politics post-Vatican II. It's called Gaudium et Spes. It's one of the official documents of the papacy, and it teaches Marxism and socialism. It teaches chain migration, open borders. It teaches demilitarizing, getting rid of nation states, getting rid of Christian states, and a kind of global economy that's socialist and Marxist.
Remember, the last pope had a quote where he said, I don't want to hear about Christian roots of Europe, and we need to accept more migrants, but they don't take any in Vatican City.
Well, there's a giant wall around the Vatican. That was the Leonine Wall. That was
biggest I've ever seen.
Yeah, I've been to it. I've seen it.
At some points, it's like 200 feet tall.
It's a city-state. Like,
on average, it's about 80 feet, but some of them are like 200 feet. Like, right. It's
huge. And it has, I mean, if you go to the Vatican Museum, I mean, it's just this vast trove of just, you know, you couldn't even put a price tag on how much is in the Vatican Museum. It's massive. That's what's behind the wall if you go there. I think that people need to realize that, the Vatican, if, you know, a lot of the Roman Catholics are, you know, they talk about Jews all the time, but I mean, the papacy teaches that Judaism is a path to God. But Nostra Aetate says this. So if you want to be mad at, you know, this idea of Judaism, well, then you should be mad at the Vatican because, you know, the Vatican basically supports all the same rabbinic ideas. So I don't know why there's an inconsistency.
Well, how does the Pope not take one illegal alien, but he's got a 150 foot or whatever that is wall, and then it's just ridiculous.
Well, you shouldn't have guns. He talks about disarmament, but he has armed Secret Service.
The Swiss Guard.
Not just them, actual Secret Service.
Yeah.
That have guns. Like, he's got like a team. If you get to pull up the Pope with his...
No, I know. You're not just the ceremonial Swiss Guard. They've got the other...
There's a name for the papal Secret Service. Some of it starts with a V. I can't remember the name of the word.
Did you even know up in Switzerland, most people don't know this, they actually have a military up through the Vatican House.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So it's a geopolitical situation, and the papacy has been tied into, you know, this kind of stuff for a long time. It's unfortunate. I don't hate Roman Catholics. Got a lot of Catholic friends, Tim Gordon, people like that. But I just don't think that if we're talking about solutions, an entity that has already adopted as its dogma and Gaudium et Spes, Marxism, socialism, is not going to be a thing that's going to provide healing. And that's why Roman Catholics are talking about politics. But the politics of the Vatican is already garbage. The Pope just said, again, have open borders. I just put it on my Twitter. He just said,
oh, I know. I know a lot of Catholics who are great people. They're like, oh, this new Pope will be different. He is attacking Trump, everything.
He's worse than Francis because he's explicitly allowing for gay processions. He approved that with James Martin, the famous gay Jesuit. He's saying more than Francis, you need to have open borders, you need to have open borders, you need to have open borders. He just did a giant ecumenist world religious ceremony the other day, too. So, no, it's you're not going to get healing and anything fixed with tools of the power structure that we're talking about today.
Well, other documents you haven't got to yet.
Yeah, so going back to Tiny Mustache Man, to Hitler himself, you know, Quigley has this amazing discussion here. I think it's 1059, 1049. I can't see it. But he says that the same bank that Alan Dulles was a brother of the Secretary of State, Dulles, was a former director of Schroeder Bank in New York, an associate of Frank Tjark's, and a partner in the Schroeder Bank of London in 1902, director of the Bank of England as well as Lazard Brothers Bank and the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company. It will be noted that Schroeder Bank in Cologne is who helped arrange Hitler's accession to power in 1933. So you'll notice that nobody talks about the fact that it's not just industrialists in the West, IG Farben and that kind of stuff, that supported the rise of Hitler to have a world war, to have a big European world war. It was also the Bank of England. It was also, again, the British elite said, you can have $3 billion of Czech gold when you go and take the Czechoslovakian loot. We will not oppose you. Take it. Have it. Also, Quigley says, the Bank of France continued to give loans and to support to Hitler throughout this time period, early on in his rise to power when he was beginning his...
And that's just like them putting Saddam Hussein in 79 and having him attack Iran in the Iran-Iraq war and then setting him up and removing him. It's the same story over and over again. We're not saying Saddam or Hitler are good. The point is they're being set up.
Exactly. Now, the people talk about the Kalergi plan, and it comes up in Quigley. So there is something to this. I've read Kalergi's book, Practical Idealism, that he wrote in 1925.
People don't know that's the... Japanese/European royal that wanted to replace a migration.
Yes, Count Kudenhove Kalergi, and he wrote a book called Practical Idealism. You can buy it right now. It's not very long. They presented him and I think Lord Lionel Curtis's plans to the Royal Society in the 1930s, I think, and they both agreed that we'll use a combination of the Curtis plan, the Commonwealth of God, which was a socialist global government plan, and we'll use Kalergi's plan to destroy the indigenous existing people groups of Europe. So they explicitly, that's in Anglo-American Establishment, where Quigley admits.
They bring in a ton of Muslims and North Africans. Yeah. Europeans will really stop fighting with each other over their German and French. Now they'll really be worried about this.
Well, but General Wesley Clark said the same thing, that it's time to destroy the existing people group and just have a big homogenous blob. So that's explicitly what the Kalergi plan is. He says in the book, we'll do that. And then... in the 1981 text from Quigley, he says that this plan was originally Cecil Rhodes, and if you read the whole book, he says it was Rhodes with Rothschild money, coming up with the idea for a society of the elect, and it would be patterned on the Jesuits. Not the Jesuits that run it, it's just structured and patterned on...
And Hitler fashioned the SS after the Jesuits.
Yep. So they take those patterns of how it's organized. It doesn't mean that the Jesuits run everything, but the secret society would be the society of the elect... It would have an outer circle known as the Association of Helpers, with an inner society of the elect. The real power would be exercised by the leader and a junta of three. This is a long time ago. This is like back in 1900 when they were setting this up. This is not the way things run now, but this was this original plan of Rothschild and Rhodes to create a Fabian socialist world government. There's a whole book on it, really good, called Fabian Socialist Conspiracy by Johann Rothschild.
But here's a microcosm. We knew this even before they stole the election in 2020. Roger Stone predicted it. But now we know from the whistleblower, the White House chief of staff, that it was a committee of five that ran the auto pin. And Biden, and it was Hillary, Biden, and then three other people from different factions. And then that Biden's wife was the fifth, and then she would be there as like the tiebreaker. And it was a committee. And that's how they want the Vatican now, is why they're getting used to popes now stepping down, but, you know, having two popes at once. It's all part of that.
Yeah, like committees, steering committees. He says on the next page here that during this period, this was the dream of Cecil Rhodes. There's also a last will and testament of Cecil Rhodes, which, again, this is all, it's all Rothschild money that's behind that. This roundtable group has been called by various names, depending on the phase in which it was examined. It's been called the Crowd by the Times. It's been called Chatham House, All Souls, Cliveden Set. It's the same group. Or Milner's Kindergarten, the Roundtable Group, and the various associations of helpers. This is all the people at Oxford, Cambridge. That's the professors who are aiding as the outer circle of the inner circle, which is the people that we're talking about. So there's a small group of inner society people. And when George Orwell wrote his book, 1984, there's the inner party and the outer party. The Outer Party are the dupes, the people that believe they're really working to create some help.
That's how any of these intelligence agencies or cults work.
Yeah, exactly. Concentric circles, basically, plans within plans, the idea of, out of the Dune series to Frank Herbert.
Wheels within wheels.
Exactly. The Society of the Elect continue to be, exist and recruit new members. Since 1920, this group has been dominated by the assistant Viscount Astor, misnamed Cliveden Set, et cetera, Milner Group. So by the time of Milner and by the time of, later British government's Labour Party, it becomes explicitly aligned with this Fabian socialist or what's in the, it's in the UK, it's the Labour Party. So Keir Starmer is this. So he's a perfect representation of this. Next page, this is a key admission early on in the book. This organization has been able to conceal its existence quite successfully. Many of its influential members are satisfied to possess the reality rather than the appearance of power and unknown to the students of British history. This is more surprising when we learn that the chief methods of this group work through propaganda. This group plotted the Jameson raid. It caused the Boer War. It controls the Rhodes Trust. It created the South African Union. It established South Africa. It founded the British Imperial Periodical Roundtable. It is a mouthpiece of this group. It is run out of All Souls, Balliol, New College, Oxford. It has controlled the Times.
And now Trump's got a trust that's going to run Gaza.
The same people behind this were the ones that were putting out. And
that's why Tony Blair, the British originally handed over. Then they allow their own troops to be bombed for Jews to take over. It's just the same story again.
They do the same thing over and over and over. And when Trump was being attacked with P-Gate and all that, it was the same network that was doing that in the UK. So you have to understand that it's the shared relationship.
Did you see Navarro go to the CFR last week and just chew out the British elite?
No.
He said, you're British elites. I know you're British intelligence. We're going to shut you down. He actually told them this to their faces.
Make
this up.
Right. Lloyd George War Administration of 1917 was dominated by these people. They dominated the Peace Conference of 1919. So this is talking about back at the time of the League of Nations who was running it. And this is where they founded the Royal Institute of International Affairs in 1919. So that is the same groups, same networks. And we can move on to another propagandist from their school, H.G. Wells in 1940 when he wrote The New World Order. So that helps you, right? The book is very easily titled New World Order. He says, to bring this in, this world socialist democracy, he was an explicit socialist. He says, there will need to be many great delays and disappointments before this beneficent world system. Countless people, from the Maharajas to the millionaires, from the Puka Sahibs to the pretty ladies, they will hate the New World Order and be rendered unhappy by frustrations of their passions and ambitions through this advent, and they will die protesting against it, but it's necessary. So millions of people are going to die opposing their New World Order right there. And as you said, he wrote Shape of Things to Come in 1933 that predicted World War II and the future technocratic world order. Again, all these books go into way more detail. This is just selection.
And the key is they literally built it. They've done it, but now, how much of their plan's been frustrated, if you put a number on it? I mean, how would you describe it, the way it's going?
Well, it's very difficult to get everybody to hate their own nature and hate their biology. You can do it, but it's difficult. Tavistock was frustrated, that whole
plug. And the people know you're doing it, they can rebel.
Tavistock is a great example where they had to basically give up pushing all the trans stuff. But, I mean, they already have damaged 100,000 kids in America.
And now they're moving on to euthanasia.
Yeah. So I think, as long as we keep, this awakening going, and as people turn to things like Christianity, it's not going to work. In Between Two Ages in 1970, Brzezinski, I just have an example, one wild page where he says that the technocratic era will utilize weather modification, genetic modification, et cetera, to mutate man. He says that the human being is synthetic. And biological and chemical tampering with what has now been considered immutable as the mutable essence of man can now be plastic.
Well, that's genetic babies, the COVID shots, all of it.
Human conduct, same argue, can be predetermined and subjected to deliberate control. Man is increasingly acquiring the capability to determine the sex of his children, to affect through the drugs the extent of their intelligence, and to modify and control their personalities. So it goes on to talk about computer technology, satellites, RFID. Oh, this was back in 1970, right? So he's basically saying man is a genetic test tube product that aligns with what Bertrand Russell wrote in 1952, Impact of Science on Society. He says that biological warfare is more effective for mass depopulation than war. And this will be inevitable as we move towards global governance. That's what pages 102, 103 and 104. I do not pretend that birth control is the only way in which population can be kept from increasing. There are many other ways, including war. However, more effective is a mass bacteriological black death. So here's a person openly advocating for mass genocide.
And he's hailed as a liberal.
No, he's not a liberal. That's the joke, right? You know, he was at one time a Fabian socialist and then supposedly left their society. But in 1984, when Orwell wrote that, he talked about people who, you know, like O'Brien, pretended to be kind of on his side. And, you know, but then you find out that it's controlled opposition.
Right? Absolutely. We're out of time. Thanks for being here. You're going to be on in the second hour with Harrison Smith today, 4 p.m. Central. It's great to have you here in the twilight of this office, but InfoWars lives forever. A closing comment, Jadar.
No, I just want to say that, you know, I think, again, Orthodox Christianity is the answer. A lot of young guys are turning to that. So go check out, you know, your local Russian Orthodox church, something like that. You can follow me on jasonalysis.com. You can follow me on Twitter, on YouTube. I got Esther Hollywood 3 is about to come out.
All right. Guys, the receiver got the green light to shut us down last night. He gave us 5 days to come to a plan for the shutdown with him. But the AlexJonesStore.com will fund the Alex Jones Network. The products are incredible. We need your support now. This is the most important time ever to financially support this operation to continue on our incredibly important work. You can get the bovine colostrum. It was sold out. We have 2,000 milligram per scoop, the very best. Such a superfood. Get that discount at the AlexJonesStore.com, back in stock. And all their supplements, Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein Detox, Cardiovascular Boost. All of it is 50% off when you buy the bovine colostrum, the AlexJonesStore.com. And become a VIP for $30 a month. It's like Amazon Prime. Cancel any time. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special sales, and special offers at the AlexJonesStore.com. I'm funded by you. You are our sponsor. You back us. And if you like this information, you want more of it out, then support us and get great products. I only sell products that really work, so you get them and love them. But the vast majority, you never go to the AlexJonesStore.com and actually get the products. They're amazing. Widest selection of T-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters. Already getting cold. It's that time of the year. It's an adventure to wear this stuff out in public. It's popular. It's fun. And it keeps us on the air. So now is the time, all of you veterans of the InfoWar, to go to the AlexJonesStore.com and support this operation. I want to thank the crew for all the great work they've done putting up with all these attacks. I want to thank all of our past guests and future guests and the InfoWars family. We've changed the world together, and it is a badge of honor we've been under such attack. But I can tell you, we've just begun to fight. This is just the beginning. But the variable is you keeping us on air. So your word of mouth, your prayer, share the live feed, share the article, share the videos, and support this operation. We're getting great products at the same time at thealexjonesstore.com. Limited time offer coming in very soon. The Bovine Colostrum was sold out for a while. We're only doing a few more days of this deal. Buy it. 50% off only the supplements. God bless you.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next.
My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on thealexjonesshow.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all of the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.